Tomorrow's News Today.
Monday, December 9th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide. We are 41 days, 23 hours, 59 minutes, 5 seconds to the inauguration of the 47th President of the United States in a massive populist victory against the globalists, throwing everything they had against humanity in an attempt to stop President Trump getting back into office. And now they have decided NATO, the New World Order, to plunge the world into the biggest escalation of military activity we've seen since World War II. Syria overthrown in 1 week by NATO, Israeli, Turkish forces. The former commander of Al-Qaeda in the Middle East is now officially the commander, will be the new leader of Syria. CNN says it doesn't matter. He's Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is now good. Actually have multiple newscasts saying it's okay. He's good. You then have Romania and its election. A patriot, anti-war individual who's a former top UN diplomat who exposed years ago the giant government child kidnapping rings run by the globalist. Well, NATO said we are in control of Romania. We do not accept him, and so there's now a dictatorship there. Meanwhile, Georgia is in the middle of a NATO-funded civil war, also to reject the elected government because they don't want World War III. Who would? It goes on. And then when Romania begins to respond, claiming Russia stole the election, so they overrode it, they are a NATO member. They intend to get in a conflict with Russia. They already have troops in Ukraine. They will declare that soon, according to my sources. By February 20th, NATO believes Russia will respond, and then you will have Article 5 invoked of the mutual defense pact between any country in NATO. If it says it's got a problem with Russia or anybody else, well, all of NATO goes to war. That'll be official war with Russia. And you see all these dominoes falling in global destabilization. I would expect more of that. The former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency and former national security advisor to President Trump, General Michael Flynn, will be joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour in about 27 minutes. So we have that huge, massive development. We'll be chronicling it all, playing the clips, documenting it. And then, in the second hour, the big news, why the globalists are responding like this. Trump gave an important interview Saturday evening from Europe that went mega viral over Sunday. And I have watched the entire interview, hour-long interview, multiple times. We've got all these clips out of it, 12 clips. In 4 clips, Trump says, and he does what he says, means what he means, and says what he says, and does what he says, that he's going to prosecute the entire deep state, including any Republicans, that the gloves are off. So that is really the massive news today. Full interviews at Infowars.com with Kristen Welker. All right. It's all coming up and more today. We're about to join 450-plus radio stations that carry us on the other side of this one-minute break. Please stay with us. Remember, you are the Paul Revere's. You're the power. When you decide to share the live link from Alex Jones, Real Alex Jones on X, at Infowars.com/show, it has a massive effect. That is a badass shirt. That is the best Trump 47 shirt out there. That is my idea. And I knew that the Verizon, better covers than Verizon Trump shirt would be a big seller. It is a bestseller. I think this is way better. I'm going to wear this. This is the Trump shirt I'm going to wear. That's available at thealexjonesstore.com. And this is a war. It takes money to win wars. And they got it in stock. They're making them right now. They are shipping within 2 days of your order coming in. You got to get your orders in by the 16th to get it before Christmas. It's all shipped out of Arkansas. They do the T-shirts. They make them. They make it all. And they ship out of Arkansas. They have their own fulfillment center. They are great patriots. You know them. We've had them in here. There's over 250 designs of T-shirts, ball caps, and hoodies now at thealexjonesstore.com. It is definitely the biggest patriot anti-New World Order Trump anti-globalist 1776 Americana clothing shop in the galaxy. So, the best Trump gear, the best Patriot gear, the best InfoWars gear, it's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Make no mistake, we are living in the most important time in human history and recorded civilization. It is Monday, December 9th, 2024. I am your embattled host, coming to you from the InfoWars studios, literally under Justice Department globalist siege. And despite those attacks, in the Nietzschean phrase, that which does not kill you only makes you stronger. We are stronger than we've ever been, thanks to you standing with us. Like God holds the universe, gravity in his mind. You, the listeners of this broadcast, hold the transmission in the face of the enemy storm. Together, victory is ours. Literally, see it before you. They declared war on us. We accepted the challenge. All right, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, December 9th, 2024. I am your host, and we are 41 days out from the inauguration of the 47th President of the United States of America. And I watched the body language of Trump with other so-called world leaders, most of them globalist puppets, in Paris for the reopening of Notre Dame Saturday. And I watched the British royalty creeping around, all the rest of them were really globalist royalty, Transylvanian royalty, literally. And they were in awe of Trump and just in full groveling capitulation mode on the surface. And that's because to puppets, the real thing, the ultimate comeback in modern history, and the symbol of the global great awakening and the new renaissance is something that even to most of their evil minds, they can't help be attracted to because they're just slaves of evil. And this perpetual motion machine of tyranny and globalism that's been operating really out of the British Empire model, it's not the British Empire today, but it's that corporate system, brought them up, trained them, they were born into it. And a lot of them, quite frankly, want to get out of it. Can you imagine serving total evil? And only a few of them are actually completely turned over to Satan, 100%. Most of them are just slaves. And then seeing the idea of real empowerment and true human leadership, and Trump surviving those assassination attempts and coming back from all the fake criminal charges and the rest of it, and just deep down, they've still got some humanity and still marvel at Trump and marvel at us, the people, coming back despite all the enemy chemical, biological, radiological, psychological, spiritual, economic attacks. All right, so here is the big broadcast. I mean, this is just, and again, every week there's a new show that was the most powerful ever because that's the time we're in. I've been on there almost 31 years, and April will be 31 years. And maybe every couple of years I'd say this is the most important show I've ever done. And then in the last few years, every few weeks, I say this is the most important show ever done because we're in the quickening. Everything's out in the open. It's wild. You don't need me to explain to you that that's not hype. When I say each successive week, we have a new broadcast with news that is the most important. Where we're at right now is hands down the most wild, the most dangerous, the most opportunity, the most insane, the most over the top, the most incredible. I mean, we are in an acceleration mode, and there's Newtonian physics obviously operating here in the third dimension. For every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. And so good is just exploding, but evil is also exploding to try to match it. And the enemies of good are just going to kill themselves in the final equation, literally, in their cult as it collapses in on them, as they try to expend every ounce of energy, every atom of energy, every neutron charge to try to stop us, because the force behind them is just bullwhipping them forward. And it's spectacular. So, here's what we got for you. Wasn't hard to predict what the globalists would do. They had it all pre-programmed and ready, but it wasn't a prediction. Trump gets elected. They go completely insane in the 76 days between the time he gets in. They accelerate war with Russia. They accelerate pulling the rug out from under the economy. They accelerate racial and cultural division ahead of false flags on migrants and others to try to say Trump's a murdering dictator. They release a new virus or hype up there's a new virus and then use all the new death taking place from the poison shot victims to aggregate that number and create total fear. They're doing all of that right now. Now, I said weeks ago, I said they're bombing them with storm shadows. They're bombing the Russians with attackums. And I said that this is meant to escalate them. That's not even my opinion. They admit that. Now, that totally turned public opinion against them even more. So they pulled back for now. And I said, watch, they're going to start big wars in the Middle East. They're going to destabilize probably Romania. And I've had expert guests on like General Flynn and others that predicted that, because Romania is a NATO member. And they can get Romania in a conflict with Russia. And Romania has already sent troops for over a year and a half to Ukraine. Then they'll have Romania claim they're in a conflict with Russia, may even provide a false flag to blame on Russia. We've already seen Zelensky fire missiles into Poland almost 2 years ago and then blame it on Russia. But again, the Poles shot them down before they fully detonated, so they got the tails of the missiles, and they were Ukrainian. And still Zelensky said, no, it's the Russians. NATO needs to attack right now. Well, that's NATO controlling Zelensky, trying to act like, oh, they don't want a war, but Zelensky needs help, but he's not officially in NATO, so there's not the Mutual Defense Pact of Article 5. And so if they're able to get this conflict going with Romania, which they've now done, they said with no evidence, the Romanian intelligence agency, with information from NATO, it's basically NATO, there's NATO troops there, that the Russians influence the election with their media. Well, all the media influences everybody. Oh, so somebody can see Russian TV and doesn't want war. And so, oh, this new guy that won that's anti-globalist. Yeah, the Supreme Court said, we're not going to let you be the president. We're canceling elections like Zelensky did. He's been out of office for almost a year, but he's still there and outlawed his political enemies and all of the rest of it. So we've got that information. And I've got high-level sources saying that by February 20th, NATO wants to be officially at war with Putin and Russia, and that they want to use Romania or another country on the border with Russia that's a NATO member to do this. We've already seen in the last week, Georgia with civil war, Romania's election overthrown, NATO dictatorship there, NATO mainly through Turkey And now Israel overthrowing Assad, obviously paying off ahead of time the Syrian military to stand down. And if you've already seen that in just a week, I don't think it's a prediction to say you're about to see some other topplings and coups. General Flynn joins us in T-minus 15 minutes. Former National Security Advisor to President Trump and former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. We'll get his breakdown on this, but we'll also go through what our source inside NATO sent me yesterday that I covered last night that's gone viral. So Trump, in his interview with the NBC host, so-called journalist, said that he's looking to get out of NATO. We'll play that clip in a moment. And then also he wants to look at probably cutting the funding. Well, he already got Speaker Johnson to kill $24 billion last Wednesday, but Trump is not president sworn in yet. He's president-elect, so presidents on record, when they're president-elect, can go do tours, talk about their policy, start setting up deals, but they're not officially supposed to do the deals to the government until they're in, so they're trying to set Trump up in a trap. Oh, did you get Speaker Johnson to cut that money? Well, you know, we're looking at, once I get in, cutting the money. So every question she asked was a trap, and I mean, Trump is the best Trump I've ever seen. And I'm not like Joe Scarborough saying that about, this is the best Biden, you know, just 6 months ago we've ever seen, which was obviously ridiculous. The guy's a crypt keeper. The guy is America's Boris Yeltsin when he couldn't even talk. No, when I say this is the best Trump, you don't have to believe me. You can see this is a battle-hardened man who's been through the fire, as he said, in the last 9 years. And this hour-long interview, I mean, I ought to just air the whole damn thing. In fact, I almost today came in here and just said, we're going to play the whole thing piece by piece, and I'm going to comment on each of it. That would be, I mean, it is a freaking masterclass. I mean, this was, every question was a trap. He nailed every question basically perfectly. I'd seen the clip Saturday night. This came out Saturday night, and then I watched it yesterday twice. And I was like, 78 years old, all the stress he's been under, nobody could do an interview like this. And by the way, he's been exhausted before and done some interviews that didn't go too well. I mean, he does way better than I could. And Elon Musk is great at science and engineering and running all these companies and organizational skills and is amazing. But where Trump comes in is just the sheer stamina and mental clarity to hold so many things in his head at the same time. I am absolutely impressed. And I'm just saying, it's not about kissing Trump's ass. When you see somebody like this who gets better under stress and better at 78, I mean, I don't know 40-year-old, you know, oratory geniuses that could do this. This is badass. And this is God sent. You can bet your bottom dollar on that, baby. So Trump saying, yeah, I'll probably get out of NATO. We're going to cut the funding probably to Zelensky. We're going to turn Kosh Patel loose on all the deep staters, including Republicans that are corrupt. Perfect answer. That's what you should do. Look how horrible Ray is. I mean, he just went down the line. But because it's so powerful, I'm going to spend the entire second hour on these clips. I've got 12 of them. Some are 20 seconds, some are 3 minutes, but I'm going to just judiciously, not belaboring too much, not slobber over the clips too much, but I am in slobber mode right now. But that means the globalists are in absolute chicken with their head cut off mode. That's why they're so dangerous. So it's paradoxical. Best of times, worst of times, tale of two cities. Can we pull up the intro passage? The first couple paragraphs of the Tale of Two Cities. It just says it all. Everything was going straight to hell. Everybody was going straight to heaven. I mean, we got this huge renaissance trying to give birth, which humans do, which the West keeps producing. That is our future. If we can get this thing like a starship from SpaceX launched, you know, Trump's launching his societal renaissance, and so is Musk, and so are we. That's what I've been calling for 30 years. We need to counter the globalist dystopia collapse system with the new renaissance system. You don't just challenge the globalist system. Yeah, you do that. You discredit it, you expose it, you fight it, you dismantle it. You got to also offer something else. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. Look at the world today. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the season of hope. It was the winter of despair. We had everything before us, and we had nothing before us. We were all going direct to heaven. We were all going direct the other way. In short, the period was so far like the present period that some of its noisiest authorities insisted on it being received for good or evil in the superlative degree of comparison only. Wow. Let that sink in. And the point is the world's always like this. But you go through cycles where it's hyper paradoxical. And we are in the hyper, ultra, uber, supreme turning. We are in the, not what the globalists predicted, this singularity where the future ends and history ends because they take over completely. And no, it's not a singularity. It's a cascade of singularity-like events. And will we blow ourselves up like the mythical Atlantis? Whether that existed or not, we are now the new Atlantis. And will we blow ourselves up? Or will we make it to a type 1 civilization, which means we could survive if the Earth was destroyed? And idiots like Neil deGrasse Tyson, who now came out and said there are no X and Y chromosomes, and said a woman the same weight as a man is just as strong. I mean, just, can men have babies too, buddy? He said, we don't need to go off the world. We need to worry about this one. No. You secure this world by expanding into new resources. That's the nature of the universe. Oh, no, let's not expand. Anybody telling you don't ask questions, that's the New York Times, Washington Post, don't do your own research and don't expand and only do what we tell you and don't think for yourself. Baby, when somebody's telling you don't question me, you're in a cult. Or they're trying to get you in one. I want you to question everything I say. I want to show you what I'm saying. I want to show you why I think it. And then I want to talk to you and talk to my guests who are very smart and bounce it off and then hone what I believe by that brainstorm. That's science, by the way. That's culture. That's art. We all make each other better or worse. Best of times, worst of times. Tale of two cities. We were all going straight to heaven. We were all going the other way. So we're going to go through the global military destabilization operation, which shows the globalists with 41 days till Trump getting in are like, we're not stopping. We formed our new Northern Alliance with over a dozen countries in Europe headed up by the UK. And we're just going to keep the war going for decades, and that's the end of it. And we think the Russians are bluffing, and we'll never have a nuclear war. But we're ready to have one. And we're going to now overthrow all these countries on their borders that are NATO members. And then, so NATO's now in control of the dictatorship of their intelligence agency and their Supreme Court, and says, Russia, people watch Russian TV here. They mind controlled us. And so Russia has attacked us. They're literally, I'll show you the articles. And so we're going to do something to them. So they're playing victim when NATO's doing this, just like NATO went into Ukraine and did all that and started all this crap decades ago, but really it started getting into a real problem 14 years ago. And we've called it, you know, and if I had the staff, listeners remember this, but it would be powerful. If, I guess we do have an archive. See if we can find, it was, Scott Bennett, who passed, ever come back from Ukraine, very mysteriously. He predicted it months ago here. I think it was like three interviews ago. He did it like probably 6 months ago. So did Flynn. I know that both of them said Romania would probably be the trigger. And boom, we're here. So, and then from my sources in NATO, they've been told, get ready for it. It's going to happen. Now, that doesn't always happen. They, you know, they tell the bureaucrats and the soldiers and the diplomats, the ambassadors, this is a sure thing. But if you look at what the globalists are doing, they are on the move. So what does it mean when a whole bunch of countries are breaking off into blocks and fighting with each other, and it's all over the world? and it's between major powers. It's called a world war. World War One, World War Two, then the Pentagon and CIA call the Cold War World War Three, but the public thinks of a new big, you know, kinetic war as World War Three. So in popular vernacular, World War Three is what has begun. It's really World War Four. I like to go with the technical name for it. This is World War Four. And it's cyber, it's economic, it's cultural, it's military, it's sabotage, it's fifth generational, asymmetrical warfare, and the main system is psychological. Information war. I like the truth. I neurotically only deal in that weapon system. The bad guys deal mainly in lies because they like to build a false paradigm in people's minds to sabotage the body politic as a rule. They rarely tell the truth. There are other people that think they're good who will occasionally lie. They believe for the greater good. That always, like the Ring of Mordor, bites you in the ass later. I refuse to do it. Oh, if I wanted to lie, believe me, I could do it. I just don't do it. To the point my brain, if I even study a lie or even comprehend what it would be like to tell a lie, my brain shuts off. It's so good to not believe what you want to believe, but make your brain actually look at the reality of things and then only put that out. That is when you start getting the real levels of your potential intelligence unlocked. You want the brain boost, folks? Stop lying. People say, why the hell does Jones say terrible things about himself? Because I want you to know I'm just like you and that you can get better as well. And it's you know, God can take a person like me and raise me up against bad people and transform me like a sword in a smith, like a sword in a fire, then he can do it to you. I know how the devil works. Some people have done bad things, but you still love God and you want to do better, but the devil uses your guilt against you and you think, well, you could never be a good person now because you've done bad. No, God can fix that and will fix that if you open the door. But then God's going to have missions, little ones at first, but bigger as you go. Serving God isn't just about crying at church and feeling the Holy Spirit. That's the baby formula. That's the Gerber mommy feeds you. No, you need to then go through the levels that God takes through the degrees. Humans try to create all these secret society systems that have degrees because that's humans copying how God really operates. God takes you through the degrees. And I've literally tried to figure this out like 25 years ago. I would pass literally a degree and it would literally be the spirit of like a call it an angel, the spirit of God, whatever, like your presence. And it's like, are you ready to pass the next degree? And sometimes I go 5, 6, 7 years without passing a degree. I've passed like 3 degrees in just the last 6 months. So the degrees are accelerating now, ladies and gentlemen. I am going up degrees, and I want you to experience that as well. The bad guys don't want you to go through the archetypal things of life, the rites of passage, because it's rites of passage and struggle that also will unlock your body's ability to interface with the infinite as a receiver, transceiver, to then be able to experience the real knowledge. But the body also has to generally go through struggles for the interface to be able to even come in. That's how amazing it is. But I'm going to stop talking about the metaphysical, which is everything, and get into the big news with General Flynn and more. The globalists are trying to go into full war. Can we stop them? What's their next plans? What should Trump do? Trump coming out saying in the war, looks to pull out of NATO to put pressure on them to back off the war, obviously. And so much more, and he's going after the globalists criminally. He's publicly said it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Onion claimed for like a week that they owned us. In fact, as of this taping, they're still claiming that they own us on several other platforms. They don't. And even if they did, the AlexJonesStore.com is immune to their attacks because it's not owned by us. It's simply partnered with us. It is by far the best place to go to ensure that you support Alex Jones, this crew, InfoWars, freedom of speech, and humanity. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about the VIP Club, which is absolutely incredible. It's $30 a month. You can cancel anytime, and you get $40 in store credit, plus amazing additional perks. More entries in our contests, more discounts, more benefits, access to the lost broadcasts of Alex Jones from 2001 to 2008. I mean, that's over 40,000 segments with transcripts of Alex Jones shows that you can't find anywhere else. You can upload them anywhere you want once you get them, but we finally compiled them into one easy location. These supplements are absolutely amazing. These products are absolutely amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Sign up today. Experience the amazing benefits and fight for liberty all at once. Thank you.
My fellow patriots, there are a lot of amazing Patriot gear, supplements, you name it, at thealexjonesstore.com. But we've now added a whole bunch of other really cool items. There are a bunch of amazing campaign coins for InfoWars, for 1776, for the fight for liberty on the site as low as $9.99. Some of the challenge coins are $14.97. They're great fundraisers for us. They have a lot of weight in them. They look great. They're great conversation starters, great gifts, great keepsakes, mementos, and you know that you've supported the InfoWar. So I want to thank you all for your past support and encourage you now to go to thealexjonesstore.com, our amazing sponsor that will keep us on air one way or the other. If InfoWars get shut down, that's okay, because they're a great sponsor. They're not owned by me, and the bad guys won't be able to shut down thealexjonesstore.com. So go there for the campaign coins and so much more today, and keep me in the fight. Thank you so much for your support. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars is back on the air. The judge is having emergency hearings. Looks like their fraudulent sale won't go through. But regardless, I'm suing the daylights out of the Democratic Party and the big national gun control group that's actually behind The Onion and has now admitted it in court. So, we also have backup studios, the Alex Jones Network. Whatever they do, we're staying on air to make sure Trump gets into office and to back him and his agenda to stop World War III, secure the borders, and more. But we can't do it without your support. So there are all these new, amazing, incredible designs up on thealexjonesstore.com that has nothing to do with InfoWars. Not owned by me, so they can never get that. That's how we stay on the air, even if they're successful in shutting us down. If you go to thealexjonesstore.com and you get great supplements, t-shirts, limited edition collectible fundraiser posters, and more, you will keep me on the air regardless of the Alex Jones Network. Please go to the site now, thealexjonesstore.com, and keep us on air and their amazing products. Thank you so much for taking action. You are the resistance.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
December 9th, 2024, I am your host, Alex Jones, and the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency and the former top national security advisor to President Trump. General Flynn has graciously given us 20 minutes to break down the major global destabilization operations happening in Romania, Georgia, Syria. Who's involved? Where this is going? Trump saying in a big interview Saturday that he indeed is looking to get out of NATO, that he indeed is looking to cut the funding to Ukraine. We know he's put pressure on Zelensky, and it was in the news that when he met with Zelensky, Zelensky said, no, the war will continue, even though the U.S. funds 80-plus percent of it. Obviously, Speaker Johnson last Wednesday cut $24 billion, but Biden had another billion squirreled away that he gave. So you've got the president-elect with the mandate for peace, with the establishment deep state still hanging on, trying to escalate global conflict to hand Trump a giant disaster. That's confirmed. As General Flynn warned the day after the election when he was on with this, he said, this is my main concern, is they're going to start bombing Russia with attackums and storm shadows. They did it a week later. And that got met by major global anger domestically as well. So now they've moved to these other destabilization operations. And I would predict they're going to have more coups, more overthrows. They are disregarding the election in Romania of an anti-war patriot. And General Flynn has the scoop on all of this. We'll also play some clips while he's on of Trump on plans to get out of NATO if they don't start paying their fair share and stop starting wars, and to cut the funding to Ukraine. So big announcements by Trump. He's also confirmed what Flynn said 3 weeks ago, that he was hearing was going to happen, that indeed they are going to try to find the kidnapped kids. They are going to go after the deep state. They are going to prosecute him for the things they've done, including Republicans. So Trump is boldly letting them know that he's coming for them, and this is historic. This is extremely dangerous, though, because the bad guys are going to pull out all the stops. GeneralFlynn.com is the site everybody should bookmark and follow. Also follow the general on X. General Flynn, thank you for the time, sir, to give us a briefing on these fast-moving developments.
Yeah, it's very, very, it's incredible, actually, monumental movements. And we, and Alex, we've been talking about them actually for the last couple of weeks, certainly post-election, but, you know, really the last couple of years now. So I want everybody listening to understand that what is happening globally is intentionally designed to stop Trump's agenda, which is the America First agenda. There's no doubt about it. You just highlighted this going after these 300,000 plus children that are missing. I just got off the phone with my great friend Tom Holman just a few minutes ago. And the domestic agenda that Donald Trump has and that he won his mandate on has all kinds of, you know, things to do with the turning on of our nuclear of our energy resources, you know, reducing crime, closing the border, deporting all of these illegals here, and really focusing on making and strengthening America first. So this is why we are seeing globally these events unravel and unfold in some cases, whether it's a coup in Romania. We actually had one in the Republic of Korea. I'm going to be with some of my Korean friends here this evening to talk a little bit about that. We have this incredible rapid movement of the Islamists in Syria to topple Assad, longstanding, leader of Syria. And I want people to be reminded that Syria was really a concoction post-World War I, principally done by the United Kingdom at the time, or Great Britain at the time. So all of these things that are happening, the 100,000-foot level is really, number one, is there is a clear intent to stop the Trump agenda from even beginning and from getting on the ground and moving out in the speed that Trump wants to move out. And I do believe that Trump's team that he is assembling, I'm in touch with many of them. They understand what is happening. They clearly get it. The challenge is going to be how fast are they able to get things moving once Trump gets into office. And I still say, as I said before, Alex, on your show, that I still want everybody to pray for Donald Trump's safety. I will never take it off the table, the evil that he is facing personally, his family has been facing, and our nation has been facing, it, that they would love to see the demise of President Donald J. Trump. And I say that very precisely. So that's number one, is his safety. Number two is this new Middle East that is taking shape. I would say that we need to really start paying attention to what's happening inside of Iran. I have heard from some friends over in Europe about some potential leadership changes that might occur there, but these people have to get on the ground first, whether they operate from the Central Asian Republics or they operate from Turkey. Who knows? You know, these are the kinds of things that are going to start to take effect and the consequences of the things that we're facing. Now, I will tell you that everything that is happening in Syria is directly connected to the things happening across Eastern Europe and certainly Russia. And the one thing that I will remind people of is because there's not a lot of conversations about China on the backside of all this, Alex, and to your great audience is the CCP. China is the big influencer here. China is the big threat here. China is the nation state that is fomenting much of this. And obviously they're able to do it from a position of, you know, of staying out of it, you know, from a media perspective, right? Nobody's talking about China.
They're using proxies. And that was going to be my first question is obviously if the whole world's erupting into what we can call the beginning of World War III, we hope we can dial it back. I was about to say, what's going to happen in Asia, General?
Okay. So China, one of the things that China is doing, and I need everybody to understand this, while we are so distracted with what's going on in the Middle East and what's going on in Eastern Europe, China has been infiltrating into our system for decades, but China is taking a huge leap into places like the Caribbean, Cuba, and many of the Caribbean islands. They're embassies that they're building in some of these countries. They have formed an alliance in South America and Central America with certain countries.
Giant ports. They control most our ports.
Yeah. Oh, like 80 to 90% of the ports, the largest ports in our hemisphere, the Chinese either own or they control. And they have an alliance with different countries down there. Of course, Brazil, Bolivia, and others. And one of the areas that I'm always concerned about, and I always highlight to your audience, is the Panama Canal, because 70% of our trade, as well as our military capabilities, have to use the probably the most strategic waterway for the United States of America in the world, bar none. So I don't want us to be overly distracted by what's going on. And that's exactly what the Biden, Harris, Obama, cabal is attempting to do, is to drive us toward a war that has consequences that we cannot imagine just yet. And never mind the exchange of nuclear capable weapon systems between Ukraine and Russia. Never mind the fall of Assad. I want people to understand that we have elements of Iran involved in still of all this. China, and another country that hasn't gotten a lot of play is North Korea. North Korea, and there are things that are happening that were happening in Syria that the North Koreans were involved in. So there's so much at stake right now. And when we talk about, we're in World War III. I don't want anybody to think that there's this regional conflict in Europe that can be handled locally, or this regional conflict in the Middle East that can be handled by Israel. CENTCOM, Central Command out of Tampa, just conducted, I think it was 200 strikes, if I got my numbers right, in the last 48 hours inside of Syria. So anybody that thinks we're not at war, and we're talking some of our largest, most capable Air Force platforms.
We're talking B-52s.
Big time capabilities inside of Syria and the types of targets that they were going after. And so there was an interesting article that I read early this morning, and I think that it's right. And essentially the question was asked is, who's winning the war in Syria, the Pentagon or the CIA? Because they're fighting each other. It appears they're fighting each other. It's like the CIA is backing, you know, one group, and the Pentagon's in there fighting on behalf of, you know, of who? The American people, the American government. I mean, a declared war, declared what? I mean, we're not even certain who's in charge in the White House. And this is where, to take it all back to the sort of the strategic view of what's happening. This is where, and I'm sitting at my sort of mobile command post here in Palm Beach right now. This is where I think Donald Trump is going to have to assemble his national security team, kind of a wartime cabinet right now, and make some decisions about who to call. And I know that he's in his trip over to Europe and some of the statements that you just, you know, said that he had made about NATO, and, you know, that he has said, I think everybody needs to be paying very close attention to the kinds of actions that Trump is going to have to take even before he takes over as president of the United States on the 20th of January. We are potentially walking into a trap, right? And I think that Trump understands that. I understand it. And I know others on his team understand it. And this trap is one where we stay into this cycle of war that only benefits the military industrial complex and benefits the intelligence community security state complex. And it takes the eye off of the ball of what Trump really wants to do from day one, which is start reformation of our government, start holding people accountable, start taking care of America first items on the table, meaning the deportation campaign, the protection of children, the rebuilding the wall that he started during his first term, and really like get the energy community in our country going again, reduce crime, all of those things, none of which can happen on the 20th, all of which could happen in the first few months if we did not have these massive distractions of these wars that we are involved in, these major regional conflicts, which everything that happens in the Middle East is directly tied to these coup operations that are going on in Eastern Europe, Romania, you mentioned, and what's happening in Ukraine and Russia. And I want people to understand that do not take our eyes off of the Chinese ball, so to speak. The CCP is the big gorilla in the
room. And that was my next question. Your limited time, sir. I know wargaming this. You don't know the globalists are obviously trying to stir up any crisis they can anywhere. So they're not even sure what they can get going, but they're obviously trying everywhere. What would you expect to see in the Middle East next, Europe next, and then Asia next? I mean, what type of scenarios? You're not predicting it, but what are some of the hotspots? Because I don't remember what time you were on, but it was in the last few months you said, I'm looking at Romania. It's a NATO member. They could be used as the trigger. Now we've seen a coup there over the new election, just unprecedented. I mean, what else are you looking at?
Yeah, a couple of things. Number one, the internal turmoil in Syria still has to play out, and there's going to be some leadership challenges there, or challenges to whoever is going to become the leader of this new Syria, whether or not Syria stays together. That's number one. Number two, Turkey. I think everybody needs to pay very close attention. Turkey is a NATO ally. Turkey has a lot of authority and power. Probably the second largest military in NATO next to us. A very strong country. So I think Turkey is going to have to play a major role. That the United States of America and the Trump administration is going to have to acknowledge and accept. I think Iran, inside of Iran, we're going to see great turmoil. There's ever an opportunity for the Iran
General Flynn, your Zoom is not stable. I'm going to come right back to you for closing comments. I know you have to go in just about 5 minutes here in just a moment, but let's go ahead and play while his Zoom is restabilizing. Or General, it's totally cut out. You're still there. Please reconnect right now. Thank you. Let's go ahead and play clip 18 from Trump and clip 22, 18 and 22.
NATO's taken advantage of us because two things. Number one, they take advantage of us on trade, meaning the European nations, okay, like terrible. They don't take our cars. They don't take our food products. They don't take anything. They think it's a disgrace. And on top of that, we defend them. So it's a double whammy. So let me just tell you, I was able to get hundreds of billions of dollars put into NATO just by a tough attitude. I said to the countries, I'm not going to protect you unless you pay. And they started paying. And that amounted to more than $600 billion. That's a big thing. Otherwise, they wouldn't even be fighting. They wouldn't have any money to fight. If they're paying their bills, and if I think they're doing they're treating us fairly, the answer is absolutely, I'd stay with NATO.
Should Ukraine prepare for less aid from the United States after you're sworn into office?
Yeah, probably. Sure.
All right, we have General Flynn back. He has very limited time, a very, very busy man. Finish up with your point about the Middle East, then based a little bit on Europe, and then a little bit on China. And then in closing, if you can tell us, I mean, Tom Homan has said, no, we're going after to find the children. We're going to prosecute the NGOs and the administration officials. Trump has now backed that. I mean, this is seismic. Trump's telling the globalist on guard. So if you can just hit quickly those four quick points, sir.
Yeah, so number one, what I was saying was that I think Iran, we're going to see some unrest in Iran here, and that's clear. I do think that one of the things that Trump needs to also make a statement about is he needs to tell this current administration to back off fomenting unrest in Eastern Europe. That has to happen. That's clear to me that's going on, and it's probably elements inside of the U.S. intelligence community that are doing that. I'm glad to see Trump talk about NATO the way he's talking about them. Basically, they got to foot the bill. They got to get in. They got to get involved. And also, I think the next big conversation that we're going to start to hear about is the UN, because the United Nations also needs to be made to heal here a little bit because of the things that they're fomenting as well. Back to the domestic agenda, and what I know Tom Holman is really focused on, and so is the president, is this America First agenda and this, you know, this largest deportation campaign. You know, one of the big cartels, and I want people to understand this big cartel here in this country is the Cartel del Sol, which is out of Venezuela. They're probably the lead cartel, never mind the Mexican cartels, who work directly for the Chinese government. So we have to take on this priority. We've got to juggle this crystal ball, and we cannot let this one drop. And that is in addition to all of these things that are going on overseas. And if there's one guy that I know, just listening to him over the last couple of weeks, that has a good grasp on all this, it's Trump. Now, he cannot do this alone. His national security team, every single American, all of us have to weigh in together. And I do believe if we do this and we show strength as an American citizenry, then Donald Trump can do whatever actions or take whatever actions he needs to take in order to transform the kinds of things that we are going to need to go through here in order to make America great again. And I will tell you that I do believe that Russia and the likes of Putin has been very calm, because with some of the direct threats that he has been presented with, I do believe, and we cannot keep pressing him, because at some point in time, as a sovereign nation state leader with the largest component of nuclear weapons in the world, on the planet, he has got to protect his own citizens and the safety and security of his own country. So you pull the tiger's tail too much, you're eventually going to feel the bite. And that's what I don't want to have happen. I don't want to see happen. And I'm hopeful that Trump and Putin have had some exchange of information. I'm paying attention to what Lavrov, his minister of interior, or is essentially his State Department lead, Lavrov, has said recently. So all of these things matter, Alex, and these are the kinds of consequences that happen when we have a pathetic leadership in the I call it the O'Biden administration, because that, at the end of the day, kind of who's in charge? It's not Biden. I think Obama, we've seen him pop out in the last couple of days, you know, with more comments about what lines need to be crossed. I mean, this is outrageous, outrageous. This is not a peaceful transition from one administration to the next. This is a administration that's currently in play, who has basically gotten everything wrong. And maybe at the end of the day, maybe this is exactly what they want to achieve, is, you know, since their loss of the election, maybe what they want to do is they want to destroy any opportunity that Trump has to be able to have an effective transition and to be able to have an early effective administration with the agenda of an America First agenda, which is not what the military industrial complex wants. It's not what the war complex wants. It's not what the security state wants, led by principally the CIA. So I pray, and I want other people around the country to pray for Trump's safety, but also stay engaged, everybody, and stay paying attention to what is happening, because it's all connected. It is absolutely all connected. And the big 100,000 foot level is that the outgoing administration wants to turn over to this administration a war so they cannot execute the America First agenda that Trump won in such a huge mandate on during this last presidential election. So thanks for allowing me to have a little bit of time with your great audience, Alex, and let's just keep paying attention to what's happening.
GeneralFlynn.com. People can see your amazing film that's so important there and more. General, thank you for the time, sir.
God bless.
All right. That was an incredibly powerful on-target analysis you're going to get anywhere else with General Flynn. Thank you, General Flynn. All right. We're going to start the next hour. I got so much news on the Trump interview and how he's going after the deep state and the war and CNN and everybody in the left endorsing the leader of Al-Qaeda. The new bin Laden is the leader of Syria right now, and they're saying he'll be the leader. That's all coming up. But we're going to break. I'm not in court in Houston right now at the investigation by the judge of their fake auction. I'm here, but we could be shut down today. If the judge decides to let it go through, the U.S. trustee from the Justice Department has said he will shut us down tonight, and I'll be over at the Alex Jones Network on the same, you know, satellites, radio stations. You just, Infowars.com will be gone. Band.video will be gone, but you will find me at Real Alex Jones on X and at AJN Live on X. And then we're going to start propagating AlexJones.network with the news articles, the videos, as a, you know, website, and a lot more. So mark down those websites, RealAlexJones.com, the AlexJonesStore.com, AlexJones.network, at Real Alex Jones. I think justice should be served. It's outrageous what they did. Even crazier stuff's happened in the last 3 days. We've deposed a bunch of these people. Some of them refuse. Bloomberg's admittedly running it all. It's all coming out. But regardless of what happens to InfoWars, we need funds to fight, so we bring you great products. InfoWars doesn't own, I don't own, thealexjonesstore.com, so it will continue on as our main funder. And we make it so easy to support the broadcast. Two new incredible products just came in to the warehouse in Arkansas, and they are top of the line. Ultimate Turmeric, super concentrated, some of the strongest you'll find anywhere, with ginger root and concentrated black pepper. All great for your immune system, incredible for inflammation. This is a private label, one of the top brands in the country, now named Ultimate Turmeric. So it's tested, it's top of the line, it's incredible. We got big Christmas specials on that. Please do your Christmas shopping with us and get great products. Give yourself the gift of health and vibrancy, and fund the info war in the face of the New World Order. Shop with the good guys. Also a new great product, also a private label of a national bestseller from a top firm. Ultimate Iron with a super high-quality dose of vitamin C, antioxidant, immune support, collagen production, iron absorption, wound healing, red blood cell production, prevents anemia, supports energy levels, cognitive function, immune health, electrolyte balance, supports muscle function, acid neutralizing, kidney health, energy, metabolic system jacked up. It's all there. So those two new incredible products at thealexjonesstore.com. And then limited edition 2025 InfoWars Alex Jones calendar. The folks at Bigley did a superlative job with this. This is now available at thealexjonesstore.com. It's amazing. And then separately, everybody wanted it, you got it. Limited edition 2024 Christmas ornament. It'll be good for years to come. Order yours now. Any orders that come in by the 16th will get there before Christmas. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And then you can't get it before Christmas. It starts shipping again. Everybody that ordered will get it before Christmas. But more is coming in, but it won't ship till the 23rd. You still order Trump on a Stump Elf. It'll be great year-round, but great for next year as well. But more of those come to the 23rd. You can pre-order that right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And, of course, the Ultimate CMOS ready to ship. Everything's there right now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Hour number two straight ahead. Stay with us. That is a badass shirt. That is the best Trump 47 shirt out there. That is my idea. And I knew that the Verizon, Better Covers than Verizon Trump shirt would be a big seller. It is a best seller. I think this is way better. I'm going to wear this. This is the Trump shirt I'm going to wear. That's available at thealexjonesstore.com. And this is a war. It takes money to win wars. And they got it in stock. They're making them right now. They are shipping within 2 days of your order coming in. You got to get your orders in by the 16th to get it before Christmas. It's all shipped out of Arkansas. They do the T-shirts. They make them. They make it all. And they ship out of Arkansas. They have their own fulfillment center. They are great patriots. You know them. We've had them in here. There's over 250 designs of T-shirts, ball caps, and hoodies now at thealexjonesstore.com. It is definitely the biggest patriot anti-New World Order, Trump, anti-globalist, 1776 Americana clothing shop in the galaxy. So the best Trump gear, the best Patriot gear, the best InfoWars gear, it's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to put out an extremely powerful report that just dropped at Infowars.com and Alex Jones last hour here on the poison COVID tyranny and how important it is to continue to expose that, because they're going to launch new attacks. Plus, we need to punish the guilty and avenge those that were killed and maimed. And we'll be right back with the big news.
Coronavirus, COVID-19, the whole thing was premeditated. It was murder. It was active terrorism by a state against the world. Let's call it what it is. Here's the bad news. For 58 years, the United States, the UK, in collaboration with researchers around the world, planned to use coronavirus to instill the most tyrannical reform of society that this generation has ever seen. And they did it purely premeditated to make sure that we were cowed into submission.
Do you believe the Olympics, do they have the chance of becoming maybe a super spreader?
I think that's a for sure, 1,000%.
Peter Hotez, the mini-me of Fauci, calls for police deployment against anti-vaxxers. It's worse than that. UN and NATO troops to take over the media, lock down, martial law, and force inject you under the UN treaty. What?
We have some big picture stuff coming down the pike starting on January 21st. Mr. Bloomberg mentioned H5N1. We're seeing sporadic human cases, no human-to-human transmission yet. And that's just the beginning. We have another major coronavirus likely brewing in Asia. We've had SARS in 2002. We have a big problem with mosquito-transmitted viruses all along the Gulf Coast, where I am here in Texas. So we're expecting dengue and possibly Zika virus coming back, or Apuche virus, maybe even yellow fever. A fivefold rise in pertussis cases, whooping cough over the last year. 15 measles outbreaks this year. We've got polio that's been in the wastewater in New York State. All that's going to come crashing down on January 21st on the Trump administration. We need a really, really good team to be able to handle this.
The health sector can't solve this on its own. We're going to have to bring in Homeland Security. We need the other United Nations agencies, NATO. This is a security problem.
At least 15 federal agencies knew that gain-of-function research was being done in the Wuhan lab since what, 2018?
We've gotten all of our information from a whistleblower, but we now know it wasn't just one agency that China was approaching. China made a presentation, or an American representative, Peter Daszak, made a representation to 15 agencies about creating a virus that, guess what, looks suspiciously like COVID-19 and looks like no other virus in nature from that family. They were working on this and presented it to 15 agencies. And in 2020, when they saw COVID-19, they should have all been calling and raising the alarm and saying, my goodness, we saw this 2 years ago. We knew the Chinese were doing this. Lo and behold, they did it.
Bill Gates says we'll never find a coronavirus cure. That was in October 2020. So he's telling you take the shot, it will cure you, while separately saying in his own foundation and in the NIH that there'll never be a cure because they flooded everybody with all these cancer viruses, but there are cures. So it's lies on top of lies on top of lies.
Let's walk through it. It's HIV, XMRV, and SARS. It never was a coronavirus, and that's the big lie.
Okay, then let's stop there.
We are seeing teenage girls or girls in their 20s presenting with stage 4 breast cancer.
But they hid the fact from the FDA that there was a very carcinogenic substance within these vaccines. They continued to give them. And now we're seeing just an explosion of cancer, especially among young people.
Matt Hancock, who got caught admitting that the COVID thing was all fake, it was about control, in his text messages that came out, who ran the poison shot operations in the UK. More of his messages have come out, and now Matt Hancock is cracking jokes about Bill Gates' conspiracy. He joked about Bill Gates ought to be paying me a lot of money for all the people I injected with his chips. Well, he does own a company that does put nanochips in vaccines to track you, but what they put is self-replicating nanotech spike protein to cut off and self-replicate your DNA defense system, and then they load you with hundreds of known top cancer viruses. So it's far worse than a microchip.
Onion claimed for like a week that they owned us. In fact, as of this taping, they're still claiming that they own us on several other platforms. They don't. And even if they did, the AlexJonesStore.com is immune to their attacks because it's not owned by us. It's simply partnered with us. It is by far the best place to go to ensure that you support Alex Jones, this crew, InfoWars, freedom of speech, and humanity. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about the VIP Club, which is absolutely incredible. It's $30 a month. You can cancel anytime, and you get $40 in store credit, plus amazing additional perks. More entries in our contests, more discounts, more benefits, access to the lost broadcasts of Alex Jones from 2001 to 2008. I mean, that's over 40,000 segments with transcripts of Alex Jones shows that you can't find anywhere else. You can upload them anywhere you want once you get them, but we finally compiled them into one easy location. These supplements are absolutely amazing. These products are absolutely amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Sign up today, experience the amazing benefits, and fight for liberty all at once. Thank you.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. From above, because
she cried more with a rebel yell. It is Monday, December 9th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones. She don't like slavery. She don't sit and beg. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, that last half-hour interview with General Flynn was over the top important. And we're going to put that interview out very, very quickly, but I want Wilson to wait. I know he's in there getting it together because I want to give the headline. And when I took that little break to play that special report on the COVID tyranny, I got to see going through the office of DOJ's auctioneer company that comes in here every week to survey all the equipment and all the paper clips to make sure we haven't run off with it on our backs into the night. And it's just a private company. I'm not mean to the guys. But I did start talking to him, and I said, you know, when you were here last week, well, you guys were poking around stuff. You knocked off some of the Restream equipment in there. And so that's how close the tyranny is to us, breathing down our necks, literally. And I got a little, not really flustered. I talked to him nicely, but didn't get to what I went out there to do. So then by the time I sat down, when the music was already playing, I was pissed off. But, you know, I can't let what the globalists do piss me off. I asked for this. I've been in this fight 30-plus years. And we're seeing giant global awakening and a lot of really good things happening. I want to cover this hour. And we got to remember, this is a war, so it's not going to be all peaches and cream. as Thomas Jefferson said, we will not be transported to a state of liberty on a bed of feathers. On a feather bed. And that is exactly what's happening. We are being transported there in the fire of asymmetrical warfare. And so as we speak in Houston, the hearing is going on. And the judge says, we'll go to 8 o'clock at night if need to investigate what the DOJ trustee, the DOJ can come into a case. Judge already fired the last, he's fired two of them. So now I keep saying one. Now that was, Pat McGill was the minion of the last U.S. trustee. And now they've got this new one, Chris Murray, who had literally a fake auction on November 13th and then turned the internet off on 8 a.m., started doing it on November 14th, and I was on American Journal at 10:30 when they cut the internet off. So I drove 3-4 miles to the backup studio with the satellite uplinks and all the equipment, the servers and everything else, and went on air and barely made it at 11 a.m. And people say, man, we keep hearing you're getting shut down. I mean, May 31st, the last trustee that got fired came in here and just ordered the private security. Well, throw them out. 9 o'clock tonight. Close the doors. I said, where's the court order? Not doing it. This private security company said, yeah, we're not doing that. It's all just bluffs. It's all just vigilantism. And then the new trustee comes in, and here we are 6 months later, and they're doing the exact same type of crap because they're the Democrats, and I'm a bad person. So, yeah, this has been going on for a while. And the judge said, I hadn't even authorized this auction. I had to have hearings about what you're even allowed to sell. Mr. Jones is objecting, and he has real objections. But they said they own my name? All this ridiculous crap? And the U.S. trustee said a few months ago in court, he goes, well, the 13th Amendment doesn't apply to Mr. Jones. Close quote. He goes, it does to normal people, but not him. No, public figures are even more protected. The press is even more protected. Look it up. Look up Newark versus Sullivan. I mean, you know, like in the First Amendment, religion is number one, then in general free speech and right to assemble and petition for redress of grievances. But in the interpretations of that, number two is the press. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or the free exercise thereof or of the press. But let's pull up the First Amendment for people. So then they had the auction and it wasn't an auction. And then if you think what you knew last week was bad, I've been asked by my lawyers, since I have all the transcripts and documents, the depositions, not to tell you yet. It'll be in court right now. It is bonker town. Congress shall make no law respecting an established religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. So there's a lot to unpack there in such a simple statement, but that's how the most powerful, complex, timeless things are. They sound simple on the surface, but they're not. They're really profound. So I'm going to move on from this, and we'll have more news by the fourth hour. I'll be here with you. You're not allowed to record or air live federal cases. You see that in all these federal cases where there's no cameras or anything. But we can watch it. We can listen to it here because I'm a participant. But I'm going to not be doing that. I'll just get the folks watching it themselves give me transcripts of it. And then we will know by sometime this evening. And if they announce, the judge says, yeah, you know what? It did go through. The U.S. trustee of the Justice Department called the security last Wednesday and said, yeah, be ready in case Alex Jones barricades himself in the building. Well, the actual statement was, do you think Alex will barricade himself in the building Monday night if the judge says the sale went through? And they said, well, you'll have to ask him, but we don't think so. Only reason he didn't leave the last two times is you didn't have a court order. And then you turn the internet off. You know, then they turned the internet off, so I had to go to the other studio. And I said, you're in a lot of trouble, I believe. And, of course, he is. The judge said the sale did not go through. It was not an auction. No one should be comfortable with what happened. Those are quotes. And now we learn Michael Bloomberg's financing these attacks on me. Wow, big surprise with his biggest gun control group. Every town that really is financing the Onion. And there's just hundreds of things that, you know, they said in the rules, you can only have one buyer and there can't be subgroups secretly there. And then it turns out we learn in the depositions the name of the Newtown Corporation they created to fund and run all this. So it's not even the Onion, surprise, surprise, the former MSNBC disinformation specialist. Translated person that stalks conservatives and attacks free speech. And that's all going on. And then they told the judge, well, the biggest bid didn't win, the best bid won. And then they last week told us, oh, actually, after our last filing, tell the judge the amount that was paid, we decided it was $7 million. And then last night they did a new filing. They already followed with the court. They said, no, now it's not $7 million. Now it's a whole other number. So this is like a moving goalpost here. And the judge was like, I want to know if any of the trustee or any of the plaintiffs talked to the auctioneer or talked to any people about prices. And then they're interviewing the auctioneer that did it in Denver yesterday. Or no, that was Saturday. And boy, that's going to be, can you imagine what he said? Can you imagine what we have on video? Oh, did he talk to them? Did they talk? Did he say, oh, sorry, this bid isn't as big as the other bid. You need to increase your bid. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. And the best part is they memorialize it all. Because they're the good people, you see. I mean, like the Onion guy said with the Bloomberg head of the gun control group on Stephanopoulos on Good Morning America on November 15th. Oh, it's ours. We got it. It's ours. And Stephanopoulos was like, well, why is your bid lower? He goes, well, because it's Alex Jones. Stephanopoulos goes, well, how does that work? He goes, well, it's Alex Jones. I mean, come on. We can do anything we want to this guy. So I don't know how the judge doesn't give it to the real bidder that was more and did all follow all the rules that I've said I'll work with and I've known for many years. A, or bare minimum, order a new real auction. And we don't know how it's not referred to the Justice Department what they did. But you know who runs this Justice Department. Though there are incoming Justice Department high-level former deputy attorney generals who said that this is already being looked at, and I can tell you it is. So, and of course you heard Trump, then I'll get to that come up in a few minutes, saying they are going after the deep state. Well, if this ain't the deep state, I don't know what is. The CIA, the Justice Department, Bloomberg, the top Democrat Party law firms, all of them in a giant conspiracy to violate my rights and your rights to be able to hear what you want to hear or watch what you want to watch. Because that's what this is really all about, is you. They're scared of you. They want to get through me to get to you. Well, it turns out I don't even wake up till I get knocked upside the head. I don't like pain until I do. Once the pain starts, boy, I sure like it. You know what I mean. I'm as happy as a pig in shit. Because the tides turn globally. And no matter what happens to me, these globalists are going down. And I am so proud to stand with this audience of activists. And I'm so proud to stand with this crew that has put up with hell. And you know what? They're just like me. They love it. They do. They love being somewhere in a real fight. Really mattering, really doing something, really changing the world for the better and getting to see it in their time. That's rare. There's always a struggle between good versus evil in the universe. Always has been. But it's rare to get to see the tide turn in your lifetime and turn so dramatically at such a critical time. All right, I'm going to stop there because I said it would take most of this hour and I'll have to go into some of the next on Trump's unbelievably important interview on NBC that came out Saturday night, got huge attention yesterday, and I watched it twice, and I've got the best clips here. I mean, it's all powerful. Trump, we're going after the deep state for all their crimes. Confirmed. We already knew that, but boom, that's big. He's looking to get us out of NATO, looking to cut the funding to Ukraine, which he's already done through Speaker Johnson. Make America healthy again. Go after Big Pharma. Get the fluoride out of the water. I mean, just one of these things would be cause for celebration, because when Trump says something, he's going to try to get it done, and you know he means it. And he almost always gets it done. Now, the globalists are like, oh, yeah, we're going to release a virus that's coming crashing down on you January 21st. That's Hotez and others. And, oh, yeah, we're going to give you World War III. And, oh, yeah, we're going to give you, you know, a racial uprising. Well, we hope that the globalists are smart enough not to continue down this road, but they're already initiating the World War III. They're already initiating all the preparatory phase for the Civil War crap. They're already hyping the, you know, new viruses everywhere. I mean, you see it. You don't need me to tell you about it. It's everywhere. And at least we're just not going to sit there taking and laying down. And what did COVID do? Blew up in their face. Took a few years, but was there Waterloo? It won't take a few years now for people to reject this. They'll do it day one. It's already happening. So we're not asleep this time. People are awake and they're pissed off and they're paying attention. So you go ahead and pull your Disease X crap. Disease X outbreak widens as UN sends health team to Congo. And that's the same story, Bloomberg, every year. Oh, the UN needs a global treaty. The UN needs billions more. The UN needs to control your life. The UN needs to control your body. Disease X is going to kill you. Oh, my God, all these people are dying all over the U.S. We don't know from mystery illness. Young people mainly. It's autoimmune. Yeah, they took the shots. The numbers come out. Yeah, they did. Oh, no, hundreds of vials of deadly virus missing after lab breach. It's thousands of articles a day, hundreds of new scares, bird flu, monkeypox, dengue, run for the hills, hemorrhagic fever, airborne, you know, Ebola. And then, of course, we're testing all the milk of PCR. It's everywhere. We've got bird flu everywhere. We're run for the hills. God, kill all the cows. Kill all the chickens. We're dead. We're dead. We're dead. We're dead. Hotez's eyes twinkling on MSNBC. Lots of diseases, 11 viruses, they're coming, you can't stop it. It'll get you, it'll stop Trump. They don't even hide it because they're desperate. So you go ahead and smack us upside the head with all your crises, see how it works out for you. There is no doubt every one of these things is going to backfire on them. Now, it might backfire on us all, the end of the world, at least civilization in a nuclear war. So people ask, how do you take all the stress? How do you deal with all these attacks by the Justice Department and the CIA on record? I'm like, if I quit and ran off and lived in the woods in a cabin, and I certainly have access to that, what am I going to just wait for the collapse of civilization or nuclear war? I'm going to run and hide? No. I'm going to fight, and I'm going to live. Because you can't run from this. Oh, USDA announces a new federal order begins national milk testing strategy to address H5N1 in dairy herds. Oh, they just turn the PCR test and say bird flu's everywhere. It's all made up crap. They pasteurize the damn milk. They boil it. There's no, and then there's not even bird flu in it. It's all been a fraud, but they don't care. Yeah, I've got the article, but I didn't see the actual FDA document. I should have got it. Print that for me. So, it's bird flu. That's obvious. Oh, my God, monkeypox will kill everybody. And every one of the thousands of people that got it were eating poop. That's in the NIH reports. When they did it 3 years ago and again earlier this year, they're like, it's everywhere. It's going to kill everybody. Keep your kids home from school. And then it's like, well, gay men only get this from eating feces. You heard me right. And then you look at it, it's all their mouth and tongue. Just pull up monkeypox, gay men, and just images of all this pustules in their tongue and mouth because they're doing things that are really crazy. And then because they want to eat poop out of somebody's ass, we have to make our kids wear masks and take poison shots. See how that works? Because they're liberated. No, you go eat your poop and you can go die, and we're not going to eat the poop, and so we'll be just fine. All right, I'm going to stop right there. Oh, my God, it's so insane. And that's why they want us off the air, because we're just pointing out the absurdity and insanity. Now let me hit this before we go to break and be done with the war news. Then we'll come back and hit all the amazing stuff at the Trump interview and really what this means is seismic. So last night I get off the air at 6 p.m., and I go get a glass of water in the break room, and CNN's on, because we like to monitor the CIA broadcast. And they're like, just saw a chemical weapon to everybody over and over again. He's a devil, and he murdered everybody, and he's terrible. And, of course, those chemical attacks got caught at the time, and mainstream news admitted that it was launched by ISIS to cross Obama's red line and get U.S. troops there, but that never happened because the Russians came in. Then Trump got in and stabilized it. And now many years later, Turkey and Israel and NATO invade with their al-Qaeda force. And so they're on there saying Assad chemical weapons. I mean, that's provable, not true, just like WMDs in Iraq. And then they go, but here's the leader of the Syrian system, probably the new leader of the country. And yeah, he's former top al-Qaeda, the former head of al-Qaeda in the region. Like a bin Laden lookalike. But he's reformed himself as a good guy now. So, Assad chemical weapon, Assad's a murderer, Assad does all this stuff. And I'm not even defending Assad. He was a hereditary dictator. But compared to al-Qaeda, he's a sweetie pie. And then they show you the new al-Qaeda, the new bin Laden lookalike, and go, here's the good guy. And then now they're murdering all the Christians as usual and putting burqas on women's heads for beekeeping. So this is just a small clip of what I was watching. And I literally just went over the TV, you know, the DVR, and recorded this. Here it is.
Traces of Assad were being dismantled across the country. This statue of the man who had children gassed in a Ghouta basement 11 years ago toppled in the eastern city of Tartus. His image torn down from buildings in Damascus and on top of the gates of Homs city center. Symbolically, where protesters tore apart his image more than a decade ago in a scene that defined the civil war's early days. Inspired by the seismic shifts of the Arab Spring, Syrians rose up in 2011 demanding democracy, but were met with live rounds and eventually jet planes, chemical weapons and mass executions and torture. Hundreds of thousands were killed, millions displaced. As rebels swept through the capital on Sunday, images surfaced of prisoners being released from the notorious Saydnaya prison, from which so few emerged, dubbed the Human Slaughterhouse by Amnesty International. The militant figure leading this rebel offensive is Abu Muhammad al-Jalani, seen here prostrating in prayer upon entering Damascus. Once affiliated with al-Qaeda, Jalani has been suggesting he has matured from his extremist roots, though there are deep concerns about what kind of new Syria may now emerge. At one of the oldest mosques in the world in Damascus, he was received with applause and jeers as he hailed total victory.
This victory, my brothers, is a victory for the entire Islamic nation. This new triumph, my brothers, marks a new chapter in the history of the region.
Without doubt a new chapter, but with the joy of change comes anxiety at the future, and surely a reckoning of sorts for the decades of horror past that could mire the hope of the days ahead.
And then in a couple of years, we'll be there going to war with al-Qaeda that runs the country. And it just goes on and on. That's how the West destabilized the Middle East, just like Israel creating Hamas. It's absolutely disgusting. It's criminal. And it needs to stop. But it's not, because they're trying to hand Trump a total disaster. Now let's go into Trump's huge interview and the amazing developments there in policy straight ahead. Stay with us. That is a badass shirt. That is the best Trump 47 shirt out there. That is my idea. And I knew that the Verizon, Better Covers than Verizon Trump shirt would be a big seller. It is a bestseller. I think this is way better. I'm going to wear this. This is the Trump shirt I'm going to wear. That's available at thealexjonesstore.com. And this is a war. It takes money to win wars. And they got it in stock. They're making them right now. They are shipping within 2 days of your order coming in. You got to get your orders in by the 16th to get it before Christmas. It's all shipped out of Arkansas. They do the t-shirts. They make them. They make it all. And they ship out of Arkansas. They have their own fulfillment center. They are great patriots. You know them. We've had them in here. There's over 250 designs of t-shirts, ball caps, and hoodies now at thealexjonesstore.com. It is definitely the biggest patriot anti-New World Order, Trump, anti-globalist, 1776 Americana clothing shop in the galaxy. So, the best Trump gear, the best Patriot gear, the best InfoWars gear, it's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. That is a badass shirt. That is the best Trump 47 shirt out there. That is my idea. And I knew that the Verizon, Better Covers than Verizon Trump shirt would be a big seller. It is a bestseller. I think this is way better. I'm going to wear this. This is the Trump shirt I'm going to wear. That's available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And this is a war. It takes money to win wars. And they got it in stock. They're making them right now. They are shipping within 2 days of your order coming in. You got to get your orders in by the 16th to get it before Christmas. It's all shipped out of Arkansas. They do the t-shirts. They make them. They make it all. And they ship out of Arkansas. They have their own fulfillment center. They are great patriots. You know them. We've had them in here. There's over 250 designs of t-shirts, ball caps, and hoodies now at thealexjonesstore.com. It is definitely the biggest patriot anti-New World Order, Trump, anti-globalist, 1776 Americana clothing shop in the galaxy. So, the best Trump gear, the best Patriot gear, the best InfoWars gear, it's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Last night, a little dancer, she came a-dancing to my door. Last night, the little angel, she came pumping on my floor. She said, come on, baby, you got a license for love. And if it expires, pray help from above, because in a midnight hour.
She don't like slavery. She don't sit and beg. Oh, but when I got lonely, yeah, she gives me head. I said, oh, what set you free? I brought you to me, babe.
What set you free?
What set us free?
How did you hear about me?
She goes in a midnight hour. She calls.
All right, my friends, we are the rebels. We are the Mavericks. We are the Trailblazers. We are the Renaissance. We are the answer to the death cult and their great reset. We are the answer to 1984. We are 1776. All right, let's get into the big news. Anybody had any questions about what President Trump's going to do in 41 days? You can set all that aside. And everything he said in this hour-long interview with the kleptocratic Decepticon NBC as they steal the truth and try to run away with it and have failed is a confirmation of what we've already laid out Trump's going to do. But the first tranche of information I want to play is Trump's excellent answers on what he plans to do about tyranny. And he explains, I don't need a pardon from Joe Biden. I've done nothing wrong. He said, I don't want to just vindictively go after these people. My revenge is doing a good job and having a civilization. The best revenge is living well. But he said, justice must be served, and so whether they're Democrats or Republicans, I want Kash Patel as the new FBI director and his new attorney general to go after the criminals for the human trafficking, the insider trading, and all the other crimes that they nakedly, openly, prima facie, committed. And it just goes on from there. So, let's start with President Trump, clip 19, my retribution will be through success. Here it is.
I'm really looking to make our country successful. I'm not looking to go back into the past. I'm looking to make our country successful. Retribution will be through success. If we can make our success, this country successful, that would be my greatest, that would be such a great achievement. Bring it back. We have a country now that's overridden with crime, that has millions of people that shouldn't be here, that should be in prisons in other countries, that should be in mental institutions. We have drug lords being dropped into our country and told never go back to their country. I'm looking to make our country great. I'm looking to bring prices down because, you know, I won on two things, the border and more than immigration. You know, they like to say immigration. I break it down more to the border, but I won on the border and I won on groceries. It's a very simple word, groceries.
Now let's get into Trump on a host of issues dealing with law and order and justice and his plans. Play 23, 24, 20 and 21 back to back. Here they are.
I asked you last time we sat down for an interview if you were going to pardon yourself. You said no. But now that President Biden has pardoned his son, Hunter, are you reconsidering? Might you pardon yourself?
I didn't do anything wrong. I was given the option. And the lawyers told me a very specific lawyer, I don't have to go into who, but very high up in the administration said, sir, if you pardon yourself, you're going to look guilty. And you did nothing wrong. Oh, I had that option. I could have saved myself a lot of legal fees, but it turned out that I was right. Look at what's gone on. Everything's being dropped. I still have a Fani Willis, a total hoax. That's a total hoax. It's all being dropped.
Pam Bondi talks about investigating the investigators. Do you want her to investigate Jack Smith?
I want her to do what she wants to do.
Do you want to see Jack Smith investigated?
Well, I think he's very corrupt, but I want her to do whatever she has to.
Are you going to direct her
to
prosecute
Jack Smith?
No, I'm not.
She's a very smart person. She was a great attorney general in Florida. She's very experienced. I want her to do what she wants to do. I'm not going to instruct her to do it now.
Are you going to fire the current FBI director, Christopher Wray, who you appointed?
Well, I can't say I'm thrilled with him. He invaded my home. I'm suing the country over it. He invaded Mar-a-Lago. I'm very unhappy with the things he's done. And crime is at an all-time high. Migrants are pouring into the country that are from prisons and from mental institutions, as we've discussed. I can't say I'm thrilled. I don't want to be Joe Biden and give you an answer and then do the exact opposite.
We're going to talk about
so
that.
So I'm not going to do that. What I'm going to say is I certainly cannot be happy with him. You take a look at what's happened. And then when I was shot in the ear, he said, oh, maybe it was shrapnel. Where's the shrapnel coming from? Is it coming from heaven? I don't think so. So we need somebody to straighten. You know, I have a lot of respect for the FBI, but the FBI's respect has gone way down over the last number of years.
Don't you have to fire him in order to make room for Kash Patel if he is, in fact, confirmed?
Well, I mean, it would sort of seem pretty obvious that if Cash gets in, he's going to be taking somebody's place, right? And somebody is the man that you're talking about.
Some of this new reporting. NBC News is reporting that President Biden is considering giving preemptive pardons to the likes of Liz Cheney, Adam Schiff, and Anthony Fauci. If President Biden doesn't issue those pardons, do you think they are going to wish that he had? Are they going to be pursued?
I can tell you this about Cheney. And she's a so-called Republican. I think she hurt the Democrats terribly. When I saw that Kamala put Cheney out on the campaign trail, I said, that's the end of Kamala. I really did. I thought it was a terrible move, especially if you're a Democrat. But Cheney did something that's inexcusable, along with Thompson and the people on the Unselect Committee of political thugs and, you know, creeps. So the Unselect Committee went through a year and a half of testimony. Wait. They deleted and destroyed all evidence of that they found. You know why? Because Nancy Pelosi was guilty. Nancy Pelosi turned down 10,000 troops. You wouldn't have had a J6 because other people were guilty. The people that said that I attacked two Secret Service agents in a car. I grabbed one around the neck. I was then rebuffed and I grabbed the other one. These are two of the toughest men anywhere on the planet. They happen to be slightly younger than me, maybe, you know, just a little bit. Let me just tell you. They testified. They said it was total. And all of this stuff came out. People lied so badly. Now, listen. This was a committee. A big deal. They lied. And what did they do? They deleted and destroyed a whole year and a half worth of testimony. Do you know that I can't get... I think those people committed a major crime.
Sir.
And Cheney was behind it.
Well,
and so was Benny Thompson and everybody on that committee.
We're going to...
For what they did,
yeah.
Honestly, they should go to jail.
So you think Liz Cheney should go to jail?
For what
everyone
they did.
Everyone on the committee you think
I think everybody
on the...
Anybody that voted in favor...
Are you going to direct your FBI director and your attorney general to send them to jail?
No, not at all. I think that They'll have to look at that, but I'm going to focus on drill, baby, drill.
When you say that, it carries weight, though. You've tapped these people to lead the Justice Department and FBI.
They can do whatever they want.
Okay.
Biden can give him a pardon if he wants to, and maybe he should. Just remember, unselect committee, a year and a half of sworn testimony, and after getting all of the testimony, they deleted it, and they destroyed almost everything. There's nothing left. It's unprecedented.
And they deny doing that.
If you do that in a civil case, you go to jail.
You know they deny doing that. And officials say that the order never came in for
they
the National
put out
Guard.
A statement.
On January 6th, let me ask you this about January 6th.
Benny Thompson wrote in a statement that he has destroyed all evidence.
Let me ask you this about January 6th.
I wish you could be you have such potential. If you could be just non-biased, you hurt yourself so badly. I'm telling you, they deleted and destroyed all the evidence. Everyone knows it. And you slough it off like it doesn't mean anything.
No, I'm just saying they deny it. That's all I'm saying.
Listen, if I did it, you would be standing up in that chair shouting at me. And you know what I'd do? I'd say, you got me. They have done something so illegal. They have a committee sworn to, and because it was so bad, the only reason they did it is because the testimony turned out to be in favor of me, like Secret Service testified and disputed everything. It made them into a bunch of liars, not Secret Service, it made the people. They got rid of it because it made Nancy Pelosi, the mayor of D.C., so many people look like criminals, and I will tell you, it's illegal for them to delete and to destroy that evidence.
All right, so that is so incredible. I mean, I could take that last 6 minutes of clips and just analyze it for a whole hour. She's trying to set him up, that he's directing them to guard people criminally. No, but he says they obviously committed crimes. They destroyed the interviews, the videotapes, all of their January 6th investigation. They destroyed it because they were covering up what they did. They interviewed me and hundreds of other people under oath in Congress. They destroyed it. They destroyed it. It wasn't a real committee. The law says it's got to be voted on by Republicans and Democrats. The Republicans can put their members on. They didn't. They put Kinzinger and Cheney and others on there. It's a joke. And then she got caught illegally talking to witnesses on a private email and text messages, and it goes on and on and on. It was a political hit job rolled into a cover-up. And she's wildly unpopular. She's the most unpopular Republican in modern history. And this is who the Democrats thought, oh, we're with Dick Cheney's daughter. We're with Darth Vader's daughter. They thought everybody would, oh, that's a wonderful idea. So, and you heard him in the other clip, you know, we're going to be going after anybody, Republicans, Democrats, anybody that's corrupt. These are smart people I put in. They can do whatever they think's right under the law. But there he is saying they're criminals. I think they should be gone after. And he's a citizen. He's a victim. It's like I put in my lawsuit and in our court filings, multiple lawsuits, and the folks that really won the bid put in their lawsuit. Hey, we believe this is criminal, violates this code, that code. Here's where they did it. And now we've deposed the people, except the owner of the Onion. He refused, even though the judge ordered it. Well, that'll be some fireworks. Hearing's going on right now. They just thought they could do whatever they wanted to. And maybe they can. I don't know. I mean, but I know that this is injustice. I know that I'm not going along with it. I know in the court of public opinion, they're convicted. And so, yeah, I think they should be indicted. I've said that. I mean, they can't just run around and do all this stuff. It's clear bid rigging. It's clear that it's price fixing. Those are federal crimes. And they did it in their own documents, and now we've deposed a bunch of them, and they're just sitting there admitting it like, well, it's Alex Jones. We can do whatever we want. You know, this is what the law firms, the Democrats control, wanted. Oh, so you talked to them. You did all this, went back and forth constantly, and oh, my God, this other bid's bigger. You better go higher. You're not supposed to tell them that. I mean, it's wild. So here he is, Trump, on Cash Patel. Listen to this.
If they think that somebody was dishonest or crooked or a corrupt politician, I think he probably has an obligation to do it. But
are you going to direct him to do it?
No, not at all. Not at all. We have two great people there. We have him and we have Pam. And Pam Bondi has been like a rocket ship. She's very popular and very good and very fair. And Kash Patel is very fair. I'll tell you, I thought Kash may be difficult because he's, you know, a strong conservative voice. And I don't know of anybody that's not singing his praises. The other day I was watching, and Trey Gowdy, who's a moderate person and very smart and very respected in the party, he's Cash's biggest fan. He said, this is the most misunderstood man in politics. He's great. I guess they worked together on the Russia hoax or something.
Now, let's play a clip of Tom Cotton on Fox News this morning. At least that's when they replayed the clip, because I grabbed it. And here he is. NATO is taking advantage of the United States. Trump is going to get all his appointments done. Tom Cotton doesn't say things to make them come true. He says things authoritatively when he knows they've got the votes, and he's one of the leaders in the Senate. And so this is a big statement of the establishment. Republicans are bending the knee to Trump. He has the mandate. He has the landslide. He is beyond a rock star worldwide. This is exciting. Here it is.
Real quick, Pete Hegseth seems to have gotten momentum behind him, but you're in Washington. You talk to these senators. You go to lunch in the cafeteria together. So is he on track? Is he gaining momentum?
Brian, I expect a Republican Senate is going to confirm all of a Republican president-elect's nominees. I had a good meeting last week with Pete Hegseth and with Pam Bondi. I know many of these nominees. Two Arkansans have been nominated as ambassadors, Marco Rubio, Kelly Loeffler. Doug Collins and I served together. In fact, if you go back 32 years to Bill Clinton's transition, there are only two nominees out of 72 cabinet secretary nominees in which senators of the president-elect's party voted against them. So no one should be surprised that a Republican Senate is going to confirm the Republican president-elect's cabinet secretaries.
The Duke of New York is a number one. Say it! The Duke of New York is a number one! And we're not talking about the Duke of New York from Escape from New York. We're talking about the real Duke of New York. DJT. Good times. Boom, boom, boom. The Duke arrives in 41 days. Here he comes. Oh, no, that's actually Biden's plane. That's the New World Order's plane. And the little escape pod running to hell. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, I'm here, live on air, from Central Texas in the heart of the resistance. And no matter what happens in federal court today, I'm going to be on air tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central, whether it's from the InfoWars studios or not. And the rest is up to you. Will you tell everyone in the information war where to find the verboten transmission? The tyrants don't want you to, and it'd be a terrible thing for their agenda. Like a leprechaun dancing on their political grave. Oh, finally, George Strait's come out and done the Trump dance.
Good. Good. Good, Anakin, good.
Wonder how old Bill Gates is feeling right now.
Every single globalist is now an enemy of the Republic.
All right. We're going to go to break. We're going to start the third hour. Got a huge guest looking at the wars and more. And that's the big enchilada. Though we're winning politically, culturally, spiritually, New World Order has put some serious stuff into motion. You heard General Flynn last hour. If you missed it, it's just gone up on X. World War III is here. We are living in World War III. And the globalists are just exploding war and civil war everywhere, and they're planning it here. But we have the public. All the top shows in the world are anti-globalist. Populists are winning everywhere. So NATO goes, oh, and Romania, an anti-globalist, got elected. We're just canceling your election, NATO said, hoping Russia comes in. This is serious. I'll get into that and more next hour. Please remember, when you do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com, no matter what happens to InfoWars or the studio, I don't own that. The bad guys can't get it. It's our sponsor for the Alex Jones Network and more. Also, InfoWars, I think we're going to win. Good guys will get InfoWars. I'll work for them. But regardless, we just keep fighting. We've got our options. That's what we do. We don't just sit here and, you know, hope this continues on. We build other things. Busy beavers. And I know you're busy beavers. So, the silver coins sold out. It was only 2,000, but like 500 hadn't come in yet. They come in next week. So those are pre-order now. Same thing with the Trump on a stump that's so popular. Everybody that ordered it, it's in stock. You'll get it. But if you pre-order it now and they come in the 23rd, you'll get it. And it's something you want year-round. It's super fun. It's like Elf on a Shelf, but it's Trump. But what is in stock is everything else on the site. If something's not in stock, it'll have that big yellow message there. It's only the collectible silver coins limited edition and the Trump on a stump Elf that is not available. Everything else is like this. The Alex Jones 2025 calendar that the great folks at Bigley designed. This is a lot of fun for your office or home. It is amazing. You need to go check out all of the stuff that's in it. And also there is a limited edition 2024 election victory ornament that'll be good year after year after year. That's there. And there's two great new supplements that just came in that are private labels of top-selling national highest-rated brands that the great folks have been able to private label, so they're already the very best. The strongest, best turmeric, so good for your whole body, with ginger root and black pepper concentrate for your inflammation, for your immune system, for your overall health. It is incredible. Everybody knows turmeric's great. Well, this is the best you're going to get, and it funds the InfoWar. Win, 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 win. That's 360 win. Benefits of turmeric are incredible. Anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, supports brain health, aids digestion, immune booster, digestive aid, anti-inflammatory boost, supports cardiovascular health, antioxidant properties, enhances nutrient absorption, antioxidant properties, digestive health, anti-inflammatory, supports your entire metabolic system. That's all discounted. Biggest sales of the year right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Ultimate iron and vitamin C, that's incredible as well. No time to get into that. But two new great supplements there with the Ultimate CMOS and more at thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP member. Get special sales and deals on top of it. And $40 to spend in the store each month, or $30 you spend as a member. And then you can cancel any time. And there's so many other great things. The new t-shirts are the best. They're all there at thealexjonesstore.com.
Onion claimed for like a week that they owned us. In fact, as of this taping, they're still claiming that they own us on several other platforms. They don't. And even if they did, thealexjonesstore.com is immune to their attacks because it's not owned by us. It's simply partnered with us. It is by far the best place to go to ensure that you support Alex Jones, this crew, InfoWars, freedom of speech, and humanity. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about the VIP Club, which is absolutely incredible. It's $30 a month. You can cancel anytime, and you get $40 in store credit, plus amazing additional perks. More entries in our contests, more discounts, more benefits, access to the lost broadcasts of Alex Jones from 2001 to 2008. I mean, that's over 40,000 segments with transcripts of Alex Jones shows that you can't find anywhere else. You can upload them anywhere you want once you get them, but we finally compiled them into one easy location. These supplements are absolutely amazing. These products are absolutely amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Sign up today, experience the amazing benefits, and fight for liberty all at once. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars is back on the air. The judge is having emergency hearings. Looks like their fraudulent sale won't go through. But regardless, I'm suing the daylights out of the Democratic Party and the big national gun control group that's actually behind The Onion and has now admitted it in court. So, we also have backup studios, the Alex Jones Network. Whatever they do, we're staying on air to make sure Trump gets into office and to back him and his agenda to stop World War III, secure the borders, and more. But we can't do it without your support. So there are all these new, amazing, incredible designs up on thealexjonesstore.com. It has nothing to do with InfoWars. Not owned by me, so they can never get that. That's how we stay on the air, even if they're successful in shutting us down. If you go to thealexjonesstore.com and you get great supplements, t-shirts, limited edition collectible fundraiser posters, and more, you will keep me on the air regardless of the Alex Jones Network. Please go to the site now, thealexjonesstore.com, and keep us on air. They're amazing products. Thank you so much for taking action. You are the resistance.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The entire world is racing into the fourth turning and the greatest quickening our species has seen in 10,000 years of recorded history. You know you're in a war, right? And it's a declared war. The globalists have declared war on Team Humanity. They've declared war on the God that made us. It is not incredible. It is not heroic. It is not amazing to fight this. It is survival. This is the priority. This is the real world. This is game time. This is the crossroads of human destiny right now. Right now. And I see a bunch of other people not realizing how desperate the situation is. We need maximum urgency. We're up against the most evil people the world's ever seen. Don't you understand that? I don't want anybody to go out and be physically violent. I want you to kill with truth. Kill with your will. Kill, kill, kill their lies. I can feel freedom rising across the planet. I can feel human liberty exploding. I can feel your will. Evil is in full panic mode right now. God is real. God is great. God is the compendium of the entire universe and beyond. And I want all of you to hear me now. The tectonic developments, culturally, spiritually, economically, has just begun. And it is your choice, spiritually now, which side you're going to be on that will predestine your entire future throughout the universe. Earth is only the launch point. The eye has not seen. The ear has not heard. The mind has not seen what God has in store for us. You can feel it. See it. You can touch it. You can taste it. You know it in your very bones, the heart of your soul. Reach out to God and ask God to lead, guide, and direct you. Ask God to sanctify you.
Ask God to purify you. Reach out across the time-space continuum. Make the electrical connection to infinity and transcend Satan, the failed little g god of this world. We're living in such an incredibly historical time right now. Yes, these are the times that try men's souls, but it is the trying of the soul that makes us face reality and become what we really should be.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
To fight, New World Order. And we're coming for you.
The Onion claimed for like a week that they owned us. In fact, as of this taping, they're still claiming that they own us on several other platforms. They don't. And even if they did, the AlexJonesStore.com is immune to their attacks because it's not owned by us. It's simply partnered with us. It is by far the best place to go to ensure that you support Alex Jones, this crew, InfoWars, freedom of speech, and humanity. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about the VIP Club, which is absolutely incredible. It's $30 a month. You can cancel anytime, and you get $40 in store credit, plus amazing additional perks, more entries in our contests, more discounts, more benefits, access to the lost broadcasts of Alex Jones from 2001 to 2008. I mean, that's over 40,000 segments with transcripts of Alex Jones shows that you can't find anywhere else. You can upload them anywhere you want once you get them, but we finally compiled them into one easy location. These supplements are absolutely amazing. These products are absolutely amazing. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com/VIP. Sign up today, experience the amazing benefits, and fight for liberty all at once. Thank you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're now into hour number three. It's 106 Central Standard Time. We're simulcasting on over 450 radio stations, many cable and TV stations, and blasting out at Real Alex Jones on X and at AJN Live. Be sure and follow us there. And so many other places. InfoWars could be shut down by tonight. There's a federal investigation hearing of the U.S. trustee and the Democrats and the law firms and the whole Bloomberg operation with the Onion and their Everytown gun confiscation victim disarmament group in Houston, Texas right now in Judge Chris Lopez's chambers and in his courtroom. And I was not on the witness list. The bad guys didn't want me there. So my lawyers are like, well, we already have all the documents. We have all the stuff. You're not really needed there. I was planning to be there. And so I'm not there because I wasn't needed. And we're here. And I would like to stay in these studios. I would like to continue on. We've been here 16 years in these studios, been on here 30 plus years. But we already have backup studios and a bigger one getting built. And it's not owned by me. Just like the AlexJonesStore.com, is it, that funds a lot of it? And so they've already made their promises to come after that. Well, good. Good for you. Good for you, because you won't shut down anything. And the fact you keep trying to shut us down creates a Streisand effect, and people want to tune in and hear, what is this thing that they've had tens of thousands and tens of thousands and tens of thousands of articles demonizing me, thousands of TV programs, movies, shows, HBO, fake documentaries, rigged show trials. Well, wow, what do they not want people to hear or see? They don't want to hear General Flynn, the former head of Defense Intelligence Agency, telling you World War III is now here. We're in World War III. The crazy Biden administration is starting all these wars and overthrowing Syria using Al-Qaeda, joined up with Israel and Turkey. They don't want this broadcast exposing what the establishment is doing. And it's so naked and ridiculous. I mean, I remember when this stuff in Syria, after 13 years of the globalists trying to overthrow it, started about 8 days ago. And I'm at the gym at 7 a.m., literally doing exercises, and I had a bunch of different people come over. And they're asking me, well, what's going on in Syria? And I said, and it just started. And I said, that's just NATO and Turkey and Israel, like it always is, trying to break it up and carve it up into little pieces. And we're like, well, the news says that they don't know what's going on. I said, well, that's the corporate news. I mean, you can go look at the names of the groups. I said, I pulled my phone up and I'm leader of the Syrian rebels. I go, here he is. He's the former regional leader of Al-Qaeda. And here's an article where Israel admits they're funding him. And here's Turkey from the north. And they're like, wow, I didn't know that. I'm like, yeah. And the guy's like, well, you know, I'm former military myself and, you know, run a, you know, analytics company. So I have people that are over there. I blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, okay, great. I mean, it's just, you know, how hard is this stuff to figure out? So now we've had Erdogan of Turkey and we've had Netanyahu, you know, 2 days ago and again today. And Israel's moving in, taking over part of southern Syria, and Turkey saying they're going to take part of northern Syria. And they've taken credit for it. Yeah, we were behind it. Yeah, we did it. And Biden's taking credit, and it's disgusting. Then you hear, oh, B-52s are bombing ISIS. And so even the Washington Post says, yeah, the Pentagon's funding this group of rebels, and the CIA's funding that other group, and what they're doing is just destroying the country. And then they'll have another war. They already have it with that group down the road. And the goal is just deindustrialize and further destroy and starve everybody to death in Syria. And then they can turn around and say, oh, look, they're starving to death. Hundreds of thousands dead. Assad killed them. No, the West attacked them. And Gaddafi in 2008, I have the clip coming up, put it on X on Rolex Jones, at the Arab League, told all of them, he said, you guys need to stick together. Because they're going to pick us all off one after the other, just like General Wesley Clark famously said. We have that clip coming up. And they laughed at Gaddafi. Well, they're not laughing now. And so we're going to be going over all of this with a special guest for the balance of the hour and all the clips I just mentioned. But I don't normally play a clip twice on a show, but this is CNN last night. They're repeating the same thing over and over again today. Over and over again, Assad gassed the people. Assad killed 200,000 people. It was on record. Even mainstream media had to admit back then, okay, Assad didn't cross the red line. He didn't use his chlorine gas. It was ISIS. It was Al-Qaeda. Because they wanted to get the bonus money when they go, you know, Durka Durka and all that and fire it. So they were like, we are with this group in Arabic. And then they'd fire the mortars. And the CIA's like, damn it, you're not supposed to say you did it. And some people really did get gassed. They also had crisis actors that they got caught. I mean, mainstream media admitted this. You're not supposed to talk about that. And so last night, I'm sitting there after the show, and CNN goes, well, this guy was the leader of Al-Qaeda, but, you know, he's a good person now, and there are some concerns, though. So let's start with this. Let's start with just a minute and 50 seconds from CNN. Here it is.
Traces of Assad were being dismantled across the country. This statue of the man who had children gassed in a Ghouta basement 11 years ago toppled in the eastern city of Tartus. His image torn down from buildings in Damascus and on top of the gates of Homs city center, symbolically where protesters tore apart his image more than a decade ago in a scene that defined the civil war's early days. Inspired by the seismic shifts of the Arab Spring, Syrians rose up in 2011 demanding democracy, but were met with live rounds and eventually jet planes, chemical weapons and mass executions and torture. Hundreds of thousands were killed, millions displaced, As rebels swept through the capital on Sunday, images surfaced of prisoners being released from the notorious Saydnaya prison, from which so few emerged, dubbed the Human Slaughterhouse by Amnesty International. The militant figure leading this rebel offensive is Abu Muhammad al-Jalani, seen here prostrating in prayer upon entering Damascus. Once affiliated with al-Qaeda, Jalani has been suggesting he has matured from his extremist roots, though there are deep concerns about what kind of new Syria may now emerge. At one of the oldest mosques in the world in Damascus, he was received with applause and jeers as he hailed total victory.
This victory, my brothers, is a victory for the entire Islamic nation. This new triumph, my brothers, marks a new chapter in the history of the region.
Without doubt a new chapter, but with the joy of change comes anxiety at the future, and surely a reckoning of sorts for the decades of horror past that could mire the hope of the days ahead.
All right, Syrian girl's been coming on the show. It's got to be for 13, 14, 15 years since this whole attempt to overthrow Syria began. She herself and her family are exiled from Syria by the Assad regime previously, but she's not been for his overthrow, knowing it would be something far worse. I'm recapping what she said many times. They're not putting words in her mouth. And she is at Syrian Girl Partisan on YouTube and Syrian Girl on Telegram and on X at Partisan Girl. Syrian Girl, Maram Susili, I always pronounce it wrong, is a journalist covering geopolitics and the war in Syria. She's currently working for a Middle Eastern publication. She has a degree in chemistry and biophysics and formerly worked as a quality control chemist at Pfizer. She resides in the Western Australia, where the crackdown on the unvaccinated has been the worst. This is an old bio she might have updated. She was an eyewitness account of the COVID-19 measures having been implemented there, and she's been one of those many times on many issues. Very smart lady at Partisan Girl. Syrian Girl, great to have you here with us. I'm sorry to see what's happening to your home country, and you've kind of heard my boil down. I'm sure you've got an even more astute one. I mentioned some of the clips we're going to play historically. This is very important, obviously. But I had General Flynn on last hour, and it's not even hidden that the West did this. Israel, NATO, and, of course, Turkey's the big machine here with the big military, conventional military. And this is going to be already is a horrible fiasco. They're already slaughtering the Christians en masse and other Muslim minorities. Quite the humanitarian disaster. Assad has fled and been given humanitarian amnesty in Russia by Vladimir Putin. So Syrian Girl, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me on, Alex. You've been with us from the beginning, and I'll never forget everything you've done for us. So thank you.
Well, listen, it's for everybody. I mean, I do care about everybody. But, I mean, they want to – I mean, General Flynn said this is World War III now. He expects big moves with China. You already see it in Korea, Romania, Georgia. I mean, all hell's breaking loose. So we're in World War III right now.
I believe so. And I think things are probably going to get worse. I mean, I have serious doubts that there's going to be a ceasefire in Ukraine. And if there isn't, I mean, Russia's going to feel more cornered than ever now, because I believe Russia will stay in Syria, but now their position is much more precarious because Turkey has taken over Syria using these al-Qaeda rebels, and Turkey is a part of NATO. So it's going to be, it's going to have a lot less of negotiation ground, you might say. I guess I'll wait for your questions, because I don't want to go off start rambling about what's happened. Obviously, we were betrayed. We were sold out. And when I say we, I mean the people who fought for 12 years and essentially gave up maybe life and limb for this cause. And unfortunately, the powers that be that conspired against us were just simply too great. You know, the Israelis, they've been working with al-Qaeda on the Syria, on the Golan Heights. They have been giving them medical treatment. They have been giving them weapons. And I'm sending your team some articles that you might bring up onto your screen that, you know, essentially, and especially the very last article I just sent your team, I think would be topical, that Israel has already completely admitted that they were backing this revolution in Syria from the beginning. They've been photographed with Al-Qaeda at the Golan Heights, just hanging out. The guy that photographed them, Sidqi al-Maqt, he actually was sentenced to 15 years in prison. He's a Syrian man that was living under Israeli occupation. So it was something that they didn't really want to make too public, but they were perfectly fine to admit that they were giving weapons to the Syrian rebels and that they were giving medical treatment to Al-Qaeda. The ex-head of Mossad actually went on an interview with Al Jazeera's host Mehdi Hassan and said, yeah, we're giving Al-Qaeda medical treatment. And he said, oh, well, why? And he goes, oh, we're just humanitarians. And so he asked him, well, would you do the same if it was Hezbollah? And he goes, no, Hezbollah's actually attacked Israel, so we wouldn't do that. And he's like, but what about Al-Qaeda? Didn't they attack your strongest ally, the United States? And he's like, well, that's got nothing to do with us, though. So I would encourage everybody to go and watch that interview. If you can, I will send it to your team. Maybe even you can play the clip. Because at the end of the day, this was a conspiracy because Israel, right now, wanted the land grab. You know, Israel always has this excuse that it's bombing Syria because Iran is there, okay? It's bombing Syria because Hezbollah is there. But now there's no Iran and there's no Hezbollah because they've all been told to just retreat because there has been essentially a surrender. And what ends up happening? Israel doesn't stop bombing Syria. It increases the bombings. I saw in your tweet, you asked, why is Israel bombing Syria? They actually openly said, you know, we are bombing Syria in order to deny Syria the capability of ever resisting us in future. And they've made plans about creating a buffer zone. They call it a buffer zone, okay, which is hilarious because it's essentially a land grab. And I will again show you their buffer zone plans, quote unquote, and how it comes in stages. And we're only in the first stage. There's four other stages where they intend to take the entire south of Syria. And the disgusting thing is, you know, it wasn't enough that it was a power transfer, but these jihadis that they basically sold their country out to Israel are currently celebrating in the streets, handing out sweets as the Israeli tanks roll in, as the Israeli jets bomb all of Syria's military capabilities, all of its air defenses. And why? Why, you ask? Because at the end of the day, this is not about Israel's security. It's about Israel wanting to steal more land.
And well, that's not even denied. As Turkey says they're going to take a big piece of Syria. Israel is taking a big piece. I mean, hell, I guess they'll take the whole thing. Who else is going to divide up Syria?
I mean, if Israel wanted, it could take the whole thing. And you know, you think, oh, but what about the fact that Syrian people live there? You know, when Israel took over the Syrian Golan Heights, they basically genocided everybody there. It used to be 12% Christian, okay? I can show you the pictures of the burnt-out churches that they destroyed when they were pushing the Christians out. I'm talking about Israelis pushing the Christians out of the Golan Heights because they're not Jewish. They want a Jewish state. They don't want any other religion in there. And they don't want our ethnicity in there, right? Which is Syrian, which is the original people that lived in that land. I mean, the writing is on the wall. And now there's...
Well, I mean, the Israeli troops wear the Greater Israel patch.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's a messianic prophecy, right? They believe that this is granted by God. And doesn't that remind you a lot of ISIS? You know, they said that Syrian land belongs to them by virtue of the fact that they're Muslim. And if they take over Damascus, then the Messiah will return. And that's exactly what these crazies are saying when they destroy, they rebuild the third temple. It's going to bring about the coming of the Antichrist. You know, I'm sure you've seen such discussions. So
yeah, there's major evangelical groups with Israel building, trying to build the third temple, trying to kill the red heifer. I mean, and then you got evangelicals going, yay, the end of the world's here. It's, I don't think God's very happy about people trying to, you know, play this. And again, everybody knows I don't hate Israel. I don't want to destroy Israel, But I don't think Israel should have helped found Hamas, which they admit, and now putting Al-Qaeda into the country and CNN saying they're great. That's wrong. And so you can say, okay, Assad's not a perfect guy. Al-Assad, I know he threw your family out of the country. You've talked about that, so you're not even for Assad. The point is, you get rid of one thing and bring in something 100 times worse. Can you speak to that?
Well, you know, my grandfather was in the government that was in power before the Ba'ath Party coup. My family didn't benefit anything from the Ba'ath Party. But what we wanted was to see our country remain whole. And when the Israelis were basically arming Al-Qaeda to take over Syria, which tragically is what happened. I mean, Jolani was the guy was a member of ISIS in Iraq. He joined Al-Qaeda, and now he goes on to CNN. He's like, well, that was just a phase of my life, you know, like being emo or going punk for a little while. I just beheaded a bunch of people and blew up a bunch of people that didn't believe in my faith. But I've changed now. I truly have. And, even if he has, what about all the people that he killed? Like, what about all of the innocent lives that were lost?
And CNN and others are like, well, yes, the West, Israel, Turkey are funding the Al-Qaeda leader, but it's okay. He's a nice person. And they go, yeah, women will wear burqas, and they are going to blow the churches up, but that's okay. It's liberal.
Precisely. So we knew what the plan was. When this whole quote-unquote revolution started, they were chanting sectarian slogans, and we realized, you know what? This is a plot to destroy Syria, and we're going to have to, you would side with your army, right? You would side with your country against essentially...
And I think it's very clear, just like Iraq 1 and 2, these different forces bought off most of the leadership of the military. It doesn't appear... The Syrian military basically stood down.
Yes, and the thing that sickens me the most, they did stand down. Okay, and here's there's many different question marks about this fact. First, it's possible that I've heard the notion that there was some kind of a mutiny in Aleppo that caused this. The other scenario is that we were simply overwhelmed, and so we withdrew, okay? And after 13 years of war, maybe they just called it in, you know?
All these massive armies were massed perfectly, and then the military stands down and they call it a coup. Syrian girl, I've studied this. I know there's no doubt this whole thing was rigged. I mean, you know... In Gulf War 1 and 2, the 80-plus percent of the Iraqi generals were already paid off. They were reporting directly to the Pentagon. And that's how the Germans captured France in a month, is they'd bought off almost all of the French general staff and then put them in charge afterwards. That's how Hitler, a month after the invasion of France, was already touring Paris. It was because they set up the Vichy French government.
And... You know, Syria, the sanctions worked. If you remember when when Syria was going strong, you know, they liberated Aleppo. They were going to march on to Idlib province. But what ended up happening, there was a ceasefire agreement signed in Astana between Turkey, Iran, and Russia, basically to freeze the conflict in Syria for a short while. But what the sanctions weakened Syria, while the Turks were arming and training with drones the insurgency. So Syria was basically bled dry to the last drop. When this final straw happened, Syria was facing a U.S. occupation in the east, where they were basically preventing us from using our own oil and our own wheat. That was the point of the U.S. occupation, which, by the way, remains in Syria. And by the way,
absolutely. So Syria has been under siege for, what, at least 14, 15 years?
Yes, exactly. So we could have, in my view, we should have kept fighting. We should have kept fighting. But unfortunately, maybe there was a soft coup with people.
Oh, I'm not even blaming the Syrian military finally giving up, because they got told, hey, we're about to invade from 3-4 sides. And they just said, we can't do this again.
And Israelis, there was already, like, we knew that Israelis were going to invade. And we actually knew that these Turks were going to invade. So, and the East was already, like, occupied by the U.S. So it was too many fronts. But again, I don't know who gave the order to stand down, but whoever gave that order to stand down, the result of that is that all of Syria's air defense systems were destroyed. Maybe Syria ended up not like fighting the Al-Qaeda or rebel forces, whatever.
But now Syria is going to be literally and financially and culturally raped.
Yeah, well, we don't have any defenses anymore. So obviously it was a bad decision from the decision makers. Literally like 30 minutes ago, the Israelis are, they're still bombing. Like as we speak, they're still bombing. They're bombing the bases in Tartus.
Well, come on. Syria, the Christians deserve it. Look, this is loving and liberal. I'm being sarcastic. This is sick. We'll be right back with Syrian Girl with a bunch of key clubs. Stay with us. That is a badass shirt. That is the best Trump 47 shirt out there. That is my idea. And I knew that the Verizon, Better Covers than Verizon Trump shirt would be a big seller. It is a bestseller. I think this is way better. I'm going to wear this. This is the Trump shirt I'm going to wear. That's available at thealexjonesstore.com. And this is a war. It takes money to win wars. And they got it in stock. They're making them right now. They are shipping within 2 days of your order coming in. You got to get your orders in by the 16th to get it before Christmas. It's all shipped out of Arkansas. They do the T-shirts. They make them. They make it all. And they ship out of Arkansas. They have their own fulfillment center. They are great patriots. You know them. We've had them in here. There's over 250 designs of T-shirts, ball caps, and hoodies now at thealexjonesstore.com. It is definitely the biggest patriot anti-New World Order, Trump, anti-globalist, 1776 Americana clothing shop in the galaxy. So, the best Trump gear, the best Patriot gear, the best InfoWars gear. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that Dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. But I personally like this one. Murdered out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and T-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air, and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear. Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off, and again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for keeping us on the air.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
All right, I want to give people some background here, and I want to be 100% clear. I have read probably, let's not exaggerate, over 100 books on the Middle East and history. It's very, on the last 150 years. And I've read hundreds of other books, history books that, you know, had big pieces of it. It's fascinating. I've been studying this stuff since I was 10 years old. And then I've interviewed hundreds and hundreds of expert guests from around the world. And I've read thousands and thousands and thousands of articles. And I still get confused by a lot of it, okay? The general public knows almost nothing. Even the people in Washington making their decisions, they have a lot of sociologists and anthropologists that try to manipulate the different sides over there. And then it always just makes things degenerate even faster. And you could say, well, look at them. They're idiots. They can't get their act together. The Middle East, that whole area is the cradle of civilization. And if you look at Lebanon and you look at Syria and you look at Iran and Iraq and all those places, they were just as developed and nice as anywhere in the Western world until the West put the global currency pegged to oil. And you can, and until, and Israel was already there, you know, in the late 1940s, and then it's used as the pretext in the media that they're the good guys, everybody else is the bad guys. And then even if you love Israel, let's just say that, because I'm not against any of these groups. It's used then as the pretext that, well, if Israel's against somebody, they got to be bad. And then they play the Arabs off against each other, and they play the Shiites off against the Wahhabists and all the rest of it. And it just goes on and on. And if you watch congressional reports and you read State Department stuff, they say this. And they're bragging about it now. So they have, the West has totally wrecked that area of the world and has purposely kept Africa wrecked. And Gaddafi was stabilizing Africa in the north, and South Africa was stabilizing it in the south. Two different regimes, two different systems, both had their problems. But compared to what they got, they were angels. Now Africa has descended into the worst it's ever been. And Gaddafi was creating a new African Union and, you know, building infrastructure around Africa, taking the oil money of Libya. That he tried to come into the West, be buddies with Obama, got set up and killed. And he knew that. He said, don't kill us. We'll roll over, invest our money with you. But then they set him up and killed him. And, of course, they killed Saddam Hussein, who was trained by the CIA to be a hitman, and killed the Ba'athist leader. And then they put him in power. They told him to attack Iran. He followed orders. Then they set him up, told him, go ahead and invade Kuwait. When he did, April Gillespie, the U.S. ambassador, he got on TV and said, you told me to do this. What the hell are you doing? And they had a lady, a 14-year-old, oh, I saw him stomping babies' brains out. She'd never been to Iraq, never been to Kuwait. That was all BS. It later came out that was fake, the babies and incubators. So I'm not saying Saddam Hussein's a good guy. I'm not saying Assad's a good guy. I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying that the West went in there since the 1950s and purposely wrecked the whole place, assassinated all these people, and now Turkey, NATO, the United States, and Israel are gang-raping, literally, the Syrians and the Christians and everybody else. And it's a war crime. It's a crime against humanity. And it's disgusting. And it's dangerous. And it's sad to see the Syrians hold all this off for 14 years and now collapse into this. And, you know, I've not walked a mile in their shoes. I can't say that, you know, it's just a total disaster, though. And then you see him, oh, Assad used chemical weapons. That was confirmed to be fake by even corporate media later. We confirmed it as it happened. So, and now they got Al-Qaeda trotting around. The CNN's like, well, they're good now. And this is 1984. East Asia or Central Asia is our enemy. No, it's always been our friend. War is peace. Freedom is slavery. And that's where we are. Double think. So I want to play a few clips to get Syrian girls' take on this. Here is Wesley Clark. This is like
15 years ago, talking about the plan to overthrow the whole Middle East. And since then, he's come out and endorses it. And then I'm going to play it back to back with a clip of Gaddafi at the Arab League, warning them this was coming. And then Al-Assad, who just got thrown out 3 days ago, laughing. Maybe he was laughing because he was uncomfortable, but no one's laughing at Muammar Gaddafi now. And out of this whole cast of characters, Muammar Gaddafi, compared to our leaders, is an angel. He didn't have 15 Ferraris or what Lamborghinis or whatever. He lived in a tent and literally put almost all the money into stabilizing his population in Africa. And then he said, look, I'll roll over. I'll invest. Just don't kill us. Because he said, I know you're coming to kill us all. I'll roll over. So they gang raped him and murdered him with Al-Qaeda, as usual. And then they had the Arab Spring. And CNN said, this is good. Millions killed. So, this is pure evil. And now, it's already happened. We'll be fighting for decades because the new hatchery, the new nursery, the new fishery to grow the Al-Qaeda Wahhabist folks is not going to be Afghanistan, though they gave $87 million of weapons, Biden did. It's not going to be, no, it's going to be Syria. It'll be the new cauldron, and then Israel will have to always expand because they're going to be attacked by terrorists they created. And Turkey will have to expand because they're going to fight terrorists they publicly created. And they'll think a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, as Israel and Turkey take the whole country, they'll think we don't remember. I mean, look. If they don't even kill this guy in a month, they'll in a year, I predict, or 2 years, the U.S. will be, maybe even next month, Biden just called for it yesterday, officially invading Syria to stop the Al-Qaeda they just put in. And by the way, I showed the articles yesterday. I'll show them to you while Syrian girls talking. Israel admits they're funding these guys. Turkey admits it. This is for new viewers tuning in going, this is, how dare you say our government and others are funding Al-Qaeda. They admit it. I told you a week ago Turkey and Israel with NATO were behind this. And people are like, Jones, don't jump the gun. They admitted it then. It's not my fault I'm informed. It's not my fault I study this. It's your fault if you're a new listener and you tune in and you think, well, this sounds crazy. You're not, an elementary level analysis of this would tell you this is true. Don't believe me when I said those chemical attacks were fake. It came out. Go look it up. By fake, they were launched by ISIS because they couldn't help themselves. They wanted to videotape it because they get money when they do it. It's like a, you know, a buck hunter that wants to show off the deer he killed to his buddies and then mount it on the wall. So the people that eat human hearts and rape six-year-old girls to death, remember that case? She got raped like 170 men and died. Showed ISIS in, we show you this footage in Libya under Hillary's I Came, I Saw, He Died. And they were sawing off pieces of dead people they killed and making the Muslims eat it before they killed them so that they would go to hell. Because you're not supposed to eat people under Islam. I mean, these are freakazoids. You couldn't find worse people. You know, we get our women and children and our testicles grew up at the airport because of a supposed Al-Qaeda attack 23 years ago that was a CIA globalist intel. Israel had fingerprints all over it as well. And so I'm going to go back to Syrian girl. We'll go a little bit the next hour because I have a lot to say, but I want to just set some history here of how immoral and evil this is. And, of course, the bigger targets, Russia and China, who've got giant nuclear weapons arsenals. So the globalists like to keep picking on disarmed countries like Iraq and Syria, but they're there poking and bombing Russia. Come on, come on. Have a nuclear war. Come on, come on. And you see General Flynn on First Hour saying, we're in World War III. This is madness to hand Trump a total disaster. We'll talk about big picture and how we stop this and what comes next. There should be protests everywhere, peaceful protests. Instead, we're all hearing about Daniel Penny and Black Lives Matter says burn the country down. Told you that was coming. Virus, race war, economic collapse, World War III. That's the tracks they got going for Trump. As he says, yeah, I'm going to arrest the deep state. So we are in a good position, awakening-wise, but not in the power position yet. Here's the clips of former top general over the Middle East, Wesley Clark, and then we'll go into Gaddafi's very prophetic warning. Here it is.
About 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon, and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the joint staff who used to work for me, and one of the generals called me, and he said, sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second. I said, well, you're too busy. He said, no. He says, we've made the decision we're going to war with Iraq. This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, we're going to war with Iraq? Why? He said, I don't know. He said, I guess they don't know what else to do. So I said, well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to al-Qaeda? He said, no. He says, there's nothing new that way. They've just made the decision to go to war with Iraq. He said, I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we've got a good military and we can take down governments. And he said, I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail. So I came back to see him a few weeks later, and by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, are we still going to war with Iraq? And he said, oh, it's worse than that. He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper, and he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today, and he said, this is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran. The truth is about the Middle East is, had there been no oil there, it would be like Africa. Nobody is threatening to intervene in Africa. The problem is the opposite. We keep asking for people to intervene and stop it. And there's no question that the presence of petroleum throughout the region has sparked great power involvement. Whether that was the specific motivation for the coup or not, I can't tell you, but there was definitely, there's always been this attitude that somehow we could intervene and use force in the region.
ليش ما يكون فيها تحقيق في مقتل صدام حسين؟ ليش أمريكا قاتلت مع صدام حسين ضد الخميني؟ كان صديقها، تشيني كان صديق لصدام حسين، رامسفيلد كان وزير الدفاع الأمريكي لما كان يدمره في العراق، صديق حميم لصدام حسين، وأخيرا باعوه. وش نقول؟ حتى أنتم أصدقاء أمريكا، نحن أصدقاء أمريكا، بلاش نقول أنتم، نحن أصدقاء أمريكا كلنا.
If you're a radio listener, you know, that was in Arabic, and we had subtitles, but he said, you know, they got a plan to take us all down, and they're going to come after all you next, so you better watch out, and they start laughing at him. So, and they're going to put al-Qaeda in charge of everywhere, because that's what Saudi Arabia wants. But Saudi Arabia claims that they're distancing themselves, that they're not involved in this. We can get Syrian girl who's really an expert on this take, but I was, thanks for holding while I went through all that. You agree with it? You want to add to it? Where do you think this is going next? Syrian girl.
Well, it's prophetic words, isn't it? And people point out, oh, Assad was laughing, but I think he was more laughing it, like in agreement with the moxie of Gaddafi, because not many people would have went up and said, like, you're all going to get killed by the United States if you keep going like this. And he was right, but if you observe, it's really only the countries that kind of had any kind of resistance towards Israel or opposition towards Israel that end up getting lynched, like Gaddafi, for example. And, you know, Assad thankfully didn't suffer the same fate. At the same time, you know, people wonder why he didn't go down with the ship as the captain, you know, as they say. But at least Hillary Clinton is not going to relish somewhere because of a video of his death, right? At the very least, we are spared that demonic nature. When Wesley Clark said it was seven countries in 5 years. We lasted a lot longer than 5 years, didn't we? We put up a really, really good fight. And I think we could have gone on longer, but the plans of our enemies were to divide the country. Like, that is the objective at the end of the day. They drew up the Odeh-Yunnan plan and how they're going to carve things out. Maybe they're still, like, going to achieve that. At the moment, HTS, and which is backed by Turkey, has the majority of the country. Only the Kurds remain in the east. They are part of a communist group called the YPG. They believe in, like, anarcho-communism. So Turkey's not very happy with them, so I'm not sure how long that'll last. The video showing there is Israel currently blowing up all of our weapon stores in Latakia, basically anything that Syria can defend itself with. The problem is, guys, you know, people are in this false sense of security that it ends here, that Israel is just bombing everything that Syria has to defend itself, but it's not going to go more than that, you know? But what's to stop them from going more than that? The next thing that could happen is an invasion. If you look at the map drawn by Odeh-Yunnan, they want to create a little piece of Syria in the south, and they want to basically connect up with a minority group called the Druze minority, D-R-U-Z-E. But the problem is a bunch of Sunnis are in the way in a town called Dara. So that place is probably going to be genocided if they're going to achieve their goals. And now there's nothing to stop that from happening. They're going to do to Syria what they did to Gaza, because we don't have any more defenses. Unfortunately, I hope, like, the only thing that could stop that is maybe some diplomacy from our allies. But who tells Israel what to do? Not even the United States, right? So I guess I'm at a loss. I'm actually very disappointed. So you can see that green area right there. That's the part of Syria that Israel wants to take over, and they intend to use the Druze minority. How they're gonna try to play this out? Is they're gonna try now to use the religious crazies to attack the minorities, like the Christians, like the Druze. And once that happens, even though they themselves supported these guys, even though they themselves, as you know, as you said, armed them, they're gonna use the fact that Jolani has a $10 million bounty on his head by the United States FBI. To say, well, you know what, we're going to have to come in and save the minorities. And they're going to use that excuse as a land grab. And the only thing to stop this is that there isn't any, like, ethnic violence. At the moment, there has been, but minimally. But once these guys consolidate their power, I'm worried about what's going to happen to the Christian minority, to other minorities, and essentially... what kind of laws they're going to impose, etc., etc. So I guess I wanted to say, I hope you guys won't forget about us, because I want to thank you for being with us and exposing everything that's happening. History is written by the victor, but we know the truth, and we're the ones that are going to have to carry its torch. And not let it die.
Well, absolutely. And for the average American or even European or somebody that doesn't care about other countries because they miss empathy and understand what happens to somebody else could happen to you, but it should be second nature. It's not even you should feel bad because you have a conscience. But then there's also a reason God gave us consciences, because it makes us live a better life and safer life and better, you know, life. We've been flooded with these jihadis, and they're able to protest in Canada and Europe, and anybody protesting against COVID, you get arrested. The indigenous population can't do that. Then real people that are good people in the Middle East that need to flee, you know, they get demonized because of the scum that's been brought in. And the prisons then put the radical jihadist in charge, wherever you are in the world, the U.S., Europe, you name it. And then they proselytize and brainwash the young men. And then it creates this force of radical, crazy jihadis that then our governments use to take our rights. And so this is a disgusting formula, and it needs to stop, and it's very, very cold-blooded. I mean, Israel brags in the Jerusalem Post I've covered this 25, 30 years ago. People say, why are you being anti-Israel? I'm like, I'm anti-evil. When a country's doing wrong, I don't hate the Jews or hate Israel. I hate the bad things they do. I hate the bad things we do when we have bad leadership. But now it's all in the news. Well, yeah, you know, why we created Hamas? We didn't want the Muslims to have, you know, a mainstream government, because then we couldn't destroy them. We want their property. So, you know, we don't want Muslims in here that want to have swimming pools and girls in bikinis and, you know, nice hotels and, you know, all the stuff that people over there already had. No, we're going to put Hamas in charge and make women wear burqas and do all this stuff. And then later when they get too big, we're going to blow them up. And so they build up the enemy, blow up the enemy, build up the enemy, blow up the enemy. And now they're already saying, oh, we'll be fighting forever in Syria now with this new group that's the liberators. I mean, that is sick.
And that's the problem with us pointing out that these guys are Al-Qaeda, because as we do that, they're going to use that against us. They've set it up so that there's nothing we can do the odds are stacked against us, essentially.
You replace Assad, who they say is the devil, with Al-Qaeda, and then now they know the public has a short memory, and then forever Israel and Turkey are attacking Syria to keep it down because, well Al-Qaeda's in charge. And then nobody says, but you put them in.
I'm sorry. I sigh because we all saw this coming. And even today, the U.S. B-52s flew 92 sorties in Syria, bombing like crazy. And their excuse was, we were bombing ISIS. Okay, when have we seen ISIS in Syria lately? Now, why now? Why now bomb ISIS? Like, where's ISIS? Is there any picture? Where were they? So it's a made-up story. They don't even have to have an ISIS to bomb. They just need to claim they're bombing ISIS. So the question now is the U.S. going to pull out of Syria? That is the question. Is Trump going to pull out of Syria?
Well, I hope Trump does, but Biden's already saying he wants to send U.S. troops. I'm sure you saw that press conference or that announcement last night.
He wants to send U.S. troops?
Yep, and quote aid, yeah.
I heard that he wants to, that the U.S. said we're not going anywhere, but I didn't realize that we're going to, like, send more.
Well, that's what Trump has said, but no, Biden's like, we need to send aid, including humanitarian. That means troops.
Oh, my God. Well, that they really want to balkanize Syria. When you see U.S. troops in Syria, that means that they want to take a piece of it, and they want to carve out everything east of the Euphrates, because that's what the Ordered Unit Plan says.
Sure, and then they have that base to operate into Iraq. Stay there. Do a few more minutes with us. I want to play some really sickening historic clips when we come back. Stay right there. Syrian girl, everybody should follow her. We'll give you her ex accounts and more when we come back. Got a bunch I'm going to cover in the fourth hour as well, but I'm going to finish up with her, some other news I haven't hit. Before we go to break, remember, I can't fight the globalists without you. I make it easy. Support our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. I'm suing the Democrats, the deep state, the Justice Department people that have failed to shut us down twice the last 6 months. We're in federal court right now. It takes money to win this. I believe we're going to win, but regardless, we're going to keep fighting on the Alex Jones Network. Do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. Incredible new supplements have come in. The ultimate turmeric, ginger root, and black pepper. This is an amazing formula. This is absolutely the best formula we've ever put out. It is just so good for your whole body. There's also a new supplement that just came in for Christmas. If you order by the 16th, you get it before Christmas. Ultimate iron with vitamin C with a huge dose of organic vitamin C. That is so important to take. There's also, obviously, limited edition 2025 Alex Jones calendar with a whole bunch of really fun stuff in it. That is available, and a limited edition Christmas ornament of the big 2024 win. Look, the country's almost completely red. That is at thealexjonesstore.com. And we've got the elf on a stump, Trump on a stump. Only a little bit more of those left. It's all there right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Funding freedom worldwide. Stay with us. That is a badass shirt. That is the best Trump 47 shirt out there. That is my idea. And I knew that the Verizon, better covers than Verizon Trump shirt would be a big seller. It is the best seller. I think this is way better. I'm going to wear this. This is the Trump shirt I'm going to wear. That's available at thealexjonesstore.com. And this is a war. It takes money to win wars. And they got it in stock. They're making them right now. They are shipping within 2 days of your order coming in. Got to get your orders in by the 16th to get it before Christmas. It's all shipped out of Arkansas. They do the T-shirts. They make them. They make it all. And they ship out of Arkansas. They have their own fulfillment center. They are great patriots. You know them. We've had them in here. There's over 250 designs of T-shirts, ball caps, and hoodies now at thealexjonesstore.com. It is definitely the biggest patriot, anti-New World Order, Trump, anti-globalist, 1776 Americana clothing shop in the galaxy. So, the best Trump gear, the best Patriot gear, the best InfoWars gear, it's all there, thealexjonesstore.com. My fellow Patriots, there are a lot of amazing Patriot gear, supplements, you name it, at thealexjonesstore.com. But we've now added a whole bunch of other really cool items. There are a bunch of amazing campaign coins for InfoWars, for 1776, for the fight for liberty on the site as low as $9.99. Some of the challenge coins are $14.97. They're great fundraisers for us. They have a lot of weight in them. They look great. They're great conversation starters, great gifts, great keepsakes, mementos, and you know that you've supported the InfoWar. So I want to thank you all for your past support and encourage you now to go to thealexjonesstore.com, our amazing sponsor that will keep us on air one way or the other. If InfoWars get shut down, that's okay, because they're a great sponsor. They're not owned by me, and the bad guys won't be able to shut down thealexjonesstore.com. So go there for the campaign coins and so much more today, and keep me in the fight. Thank you so much for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. We're now into hour number four of this Monday, December 9th.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I don't believe this is going to happen. I can't believe it's going to happen, but the judge could rule that the sale to Michael Bloomberg, that's who owns it and runs the Everytown Group, and the documents owns The Onion and is their front group, will shut us down tonight. The hearing is ongoing right now in Houston. No reason for me to be there because it's all in the documents, it's all in the admissions, what they did, the bid rigging, all of it. So I'm here on air, and if we're here, and then we're listening, and the judge says the sale goes through, Chris Murray, the U.S. trustee, says he will shut us down immediately. Cut the power, cut the internet. So I intend, if that happens, to stay on until his people, and they got the auctioneer operatives are in the building right through that wall right there. They're just working for him. They're not bad. They're just mercenaries in the information war. And so I'll be here when they turn the show off. I will fight right to the end. I will go down with the ship, and we'll just go over to the Alex Jones Network after that. But these colors don't run. Getting back to Syria, girl, I'll hold you in the next segment. Some stations don't carry this one. But I want to ask you this. What do you think Trump should do? You know, so far he's doing the things he said. He cut $24 billion through the secretary, Speaker of the House last week. He's instructed his new Secretary of Defense, his new National Security Advisor, to de-escalate. He said that yesterday and over the weekend with Zelensky. Zelensky said no. This new northern group made up of 12 countries in Europe, led by the UK, says they're going to continue the war regardless. They're trying to escalate. This is obviously a part of the larger World War III that General Flynn said is officially here. We're in World War III. Last hour, the former National Security Advisor says that I think we can put it in the bank. I've been saying that for 3 weeks. What do you think Trump should do?
I think Trump should pull out of Syria, obviously, number one. Like the now, with there's going to be a chaotic situation if a HTS or Al-Qaeda or the rebels cross east of the Euphrates and fight the Kurdish communist groups. Turkey is part of NATO, so he wanted to pull out already. You know, Syria should be a whole country. It shouldn't have pieces cut off and carved out. And they shouldn't be using excuses to make that
especially
happen.
One of the oldest countries on Earth.
Yes, thank you so much. Oldest civilization. The first Neolithic farmers, you know, the first phonetic alphabet, all from Syria. So he also should ceasefire in Ukraine. The war in Ukraine, and now Russia is not completely weakened because it still has the base in Tartus, but it is less of a foothold in Syria than it did before, because now there's Turkish influence and Turkey's part of NATO, and so their presence in Syria is almost beholden to NATO now. And so they're in a much more precarious negotiating position. And there's going to be people that are going to try to take advantage of that and say, you know what, we can just go and steamroll Russia now. We can just like completely go all the way to Moscow. And that's going to lead to nuclear war. So he should really push against that and force Zelensky to a ceasefire. But unfortunately, what you have to understand is a few things. In my view, the NATO forces, they don't want to give up. There's a lot of people that are going to ignore Trump, just like they ignored him when he asked to pull out of Syria. They might even try to assassinate him again because he's trying to do that. And Zelensky is a very good friend of Netanyahu, okay? And he said, look it up, he said he wants to make Ukraine into a second Israel. It's possible that the whole war in Ukraine was designed to tie Russia's hands in Syria, and maybe that's why they're going to cease fire. But I also think that they want to make sure that the Russians can never help Syria again. And so that's probably why they're going to march on.
And that's another question. Absolutely. What's going to happen to the Russian fleet there?
At the moment, they're saying they're going to stay. So they've made some kind of arrangement with the new regime, I suppose, and the Turks who control them to stay. And I hope they do remain because they offer some protection from...
Well, that's right. Erdogan wants to still keep Russia as a somewhat friendly, so NATO doesn't double-cross Turkey. We'll be right back. 60 seconds with Syrian Girl. Very smart lady.
Many of the supplements available at thealexshowstore.com are the latest cutting-edge, highest-rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried-and-true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price, especially if you get more than one bottle. Then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere, and your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexshowstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had some things to hide. Should have hidden it, shouldn't you? Now you're not satisfied with what you've been put through. It's just
play a final clip for a really smart lady who's a journalist and scientist and expert on geopolitics in Syria, and that's Syrian Girl. And then I'm going to get to some really important information that we haven't hit yet. But I wanted to play a clip. Remember George W. Bush, 3 or 4 years after they admitted no WMDs, killed hundreds of thousands more Iraqis on top of the millions that died from the decade of sanctions before that or more. And he's up there at a dinner, press dinner, and he's just joking about no WMDs under here, none under there. It's so funny. And Saddam was set up by the CIA as an assassin, worked for the U.S. government, killed the Ba'athist president, was installed as a dictator, attacked Iran when he was told. Told to go ahead and invade Kuwait that they wouldn't get involved. Wink, wink, do it. And then they set him up. That's evil. Here's the clip.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere. As you can tell from the look on Andy Card's face, we've become a little concerned about the vice president lately. Whenever you ask him a question, he replies, "Let's see what my little friend says."
Ha ha ha!
But we get along well. Here I am saying, Dick, if the Hunan Palace doesn't get lunch here in 4 minutes, we're going out. Nope, no weapons over there. Maybe under here.
Do you think people like that are going to rob you, America? Do you feel good having scum like that? Pray for President Trump, because Putin's right. They're going to try to kill him again. Syrian girl, I want to give you 4 or 5 minutes here to just, you're really a smart lady, to talk about any other key points you think need to be made here.
I would say beware of what you hear, because if you remember after the fall of Gaddafi, there was all of this atrocity propaganda that came out. And do you remember the 40 beheaded, burned babies that Israelis came up with, and all of these allegations that they made that were fruitless? I mean, were not based in reality and were spread across the media. Because those who make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. That is the purpose. That's the agenda behind such things. So please take everything with a grain of salt. Please don't forget about us. We're still fighting. Like, even though Israel is taking everything at the moment, the spirit of resistance is still there. And we will rise again. We're going to rise again. And we will somehow reunite the country. I know it seems like pie in the sky at the moment, but I'm not going to stop fighting. I'm not going to stop speaking. The show goes on, I suppose, and we keep going forward. The fight is now really, though, the front lines are inside the United States, not necessarily in Syria anymore. And that's your torch to carry, because the evil forces, they have taken control of all the major powers in the world, and they're using them to basically spread this neoliberal, woke, LGBT, transing the kids, and using that to create wars. That's gonna be our major front going forward. And I would love to be able to support you on that front in any way that I can. Maybe remind people of what else is happening in Syria in future. Any atrocities that are committed, any excuses that are used. You know, we don't know which way this thing is going to go. So we're going to need to continue to talk about it and just never stop. I guess I would love to answer any questions that you have, if I can answer them.
Well, Syrian girl, we'll get updates at Partisan Girl on X with you as this unfolds. We can get you on more than every 6 months or so. God bless you, and we're praying for peace, and we're so sorry for what our globalist occupiers have done to your nation. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Alex. God bless you, too.
Thank you.
And I'm so glad you're still on the air. You know, that's the thing that amazes me. So, you know, you keep going strong. Be like, you know, we fought hard till this 13 years, but I think you're going to outlast us. So I'm happy for you. And please, your voice is very needed.
Thank you. God bless you. Look, I'm still on air because of the supporters, the listeners, the viewers, the crew. I'm still on air because God is in charge. And you notice the globalists are still able to cause all these wars, all this evil. That's in their desperation to stay in power. And the more they do, the more opposition forms. So we're winning battles. We're going to win the war, but we've got to stay focused. Now, I was watching last night after I got off air. I got home about 7 o'clock, started watching Chase Geyser's second hour, and I really thought the intro to the second hour, he did a great job defining globalism and knowing your enemy versus what we stand for. So I want to air about 15 minutes of that. I want to come back with the World War III news and more on General Flynn saying today in the first hour, we are in World War III, and unpacking that. So stay with us for that information. And please remember, the Alex Jones store with the incredible supplements, the Patriot gear and all of it is not owned by the globalists. If InfoWars is shut down today, it's the court hearings right now. We still have our sponsor, the Alex Jones store, that'll be critical to the Alex Jones network. We also have DrJonesNaturals.com with the quercetin, highest quality, the CoQ10, There's a little foundational energy, the fluoride-free toothpaste. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. That's not owned by me. Bad guys can't get that. That's keto staying on air. Plus, the products are amazing. Dr. Jones, just short for doctor. drjonesnaturals.com. My dad's great supplement company right here in Austin, Texas. But InfoWars is amazing. It goes on no matter what happens to this building or the website. We're going to keep fighting, but only if you stand with us and support us. So thank you all for your support. Here's Chase Geiser's excellent report.
So what we're seeing right before our eyes is a major victory for populism and national sovereignty juxtaposed to a hybrid model of 1984 and Brave New World, all backed by a hybrid model of fascism and Marxism. Because keep in mind, if you want to explain what globalism is as a political philosophy, as a movement, globalism is the hybrid model of Marxism and fascism. In the 1920s and the 1930s, the fascists fought in the streets against the communists. Hitler famously opposed to the Marxists, advocated for the fascists, obviously. Literally brawling in the streets, showing up to each other's rallies like the Proud Boys and Antifa, fighting each other, beating each other, killing each other in some instances. But since World War II has ended, we've seen this infiltration of Marxism that understands now that Marxism is an inferior economic system. So it has taken the strengths of fascism and top-down leadership and merged it with Marxism, which is this collectivist philosophy with this fascist economic control and military control, into this philosophy of globalism. And it's funding all of academia through its Marxist theology, through its fascist funding, to create this hybrid of 1984 and Brave New World right before our eyes. And suddenly we're seeing massive UAPs all over the sky. Suddenly we're seeing this all of a sudden development of artificial intelligence on a massive scale, where you have the likes of the most brilliant man in the world, Elon Musk, terrified at the ramifications of what happens if AGI is not created thoughtfully, if this power, if this technology is wielded only by a political class without decentralization to hold it in check. And the deep state is panicking. They're pulling out all the stops. They're doing everything they can to escalate as much as possible before January 20th, because they know if Trump gets wise to what is going on, he's going to put a stop to it. And that's why we see the rats, the Republicans against Trump, trying to interfere and create obstacles with all these amazing cabinet picks, Cash and Hegseth and others. That's why we see the leftists panicking. And it's why we even see Russia trying to warn us about what escalation looks like, because it could be the death of humanity, or worse, the subjugation of humanity. I mean, I would rather die in World War III nuclear genocide than live under the subjugation that they are currently designing and building covertly in the halls of the deep state to implement as soon as possible under the guise of some international emergency. And they keep acting like we're dictators, like we're despots. Patriots, the right wing. And I'm sure you could think of a couple, but over 90% of the dictators of the last 100 years have been left-wing dictators. I know people say that Hitler was right-winger, Mussolini was right-wing, but he wasn't. I mean, he was a socialist. It was the National Socialist Party. National Socialist Workers' Party. Does that sound very right-wing to you? And if you look at some of the policies, economic policies, domestic policies that took place under Hitler, this is a left-wing guy. He wasn't a Marxist, but he was certainly a socialist. And Mussolini, about his talks of nationalism, was totally about government spending and government expansion, trying to rebuild the ancient Rome of old, the glory of the Roman Empire. But this time, instead of in marble and concrete, positively Soviet, even though it was Italian. And then we see all these dictators throughout the world. They're all left-wing. I mean, even Putin, former KGB for the Soviet Union. I don't know that he's a communist, but he's not exactly right-wing. Just because he believes in the Russian Orthodox Church, does that make him right-wing? All these dictators, all these people that we accuse of being despots, have always been left-wing. They've always advocated for more government, bigger government, collectivism. And yet they gaslight us over and over again by saying it's our fault or it's our party that seeks dictatorship. We don't seek dictatorship. We just seek relentless victory over and over again against the likes of you, against the likes of the left, which want to subjugate and mutilate us. And I don't know if depopulation is intentional or not. Seems to me that it is. But that's exactly what their anti-human philosophy is, whether it's through climate change, whether it's through the transgender stuff. I mean, the reason they lost is not because they didn't double down hard enough on identity politics. It's not because they didn't have a chance to run a candidate early enough, like Carville states. It's because of clips like this. This is clip number 34. 1-year-old daughter told us she was transgender. Let's watch clip number 34.
What motivated you to come out here today?
We're supporting our child, Violet, and her access to the medical care that she needs.
Yeah, we're here for her rights and her ability to be who she is. And she's not going to let anybody silence her, and we're not going to stand in her way.
What state are you from?
Arizona.
Okay. Are you concerned about how this case would affect Arizona, or do you think that would have an impact there?
Yes, 100% we're concerned, and we've discussed having to move, which we don't want to do, but Violet comes first, and her medical care and her medical needs come first, so we'll see what happens.
And what age do you think most trans kids determine that they're trans?
Violet told us when she was 1.5. She's been telling us since she could speak.
All right, I've got a daughter who's 1.5. She is not making any sophisticated arguments that she's the opposite gender. She's not even making any arguments that she is the gender that she is. She's just a little girl having fun. And what you're seeing there are parents who are reading into their child. They're projecting onto their child what they want because they want to be able to go out and virtue signal that they're all about rights and they're just, you know, they're not dogmatic or establishment or traditional. They're progressive. I mean, this woke mind virus, the real pandemic, is so intrusive, so universal, so infectious, so powerful that it convinces parents of their own children to sterilize their children and then brag about it without even batting an eye. I mean, if you go back to World War II and listen to some speeches of Goebbels and others about what was happening with the Holocaust, they emphasize the importance of being discreet about it, of hiding it. They even say that they're not proud of it. They just felt that it was necessary. It was evil, of course, but they felt that it was a necessary evil, right? And I'm not an apologist for the Nazis whatsoever. I'm very much opposed to fascists and what happened during the Holocaust. But now we have a situation where people are so infected and sick and contaminated that they want to render their children unable for the rest of their lives to have children of their own. And they're bragging about it to reporters so that their friend group on Instagram knows how virtuous they are. I mean, this is the most disgusting, vain, superficial thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And I understand that there are people that have children who suffer from gender dysphoria. I can't imagine what it's like to have your 13-year-old kid come home and say that they identify as the opposite gender, to be caught off guard like that. But I know the solution isn't to just lean into that. If somebody's got bulimia, you don't encourage them to purge. If they got anorexia, you don't hide all the food from them. If they're depressed, you don't talk to them about the benefits of suicide. If they're schizophrenic, you don't tell them that the voices that they're hearing are real. And if they're suffering from gender dysphoria, you don't tell them that that's okay and totally normal. It's an illness. And like I said last week, I'll say it again. I cannot think of a single mental illness that mental health professionals, psychologists, psychiatrists, therapists, counselors, and others, I cannot think of a single mental illness that has successfully been cured by the mental health industry at all. Since its establishment under Freud, you could argue. And so when they propose such a radical treatment for a mental illness, gender dysphoria, who in their right mind would possibly take it seriously? It makes no sense to me whatsoever. This is why populism is waking up worldwide. This is why Trump was elected instead of Biden or Kamala. This is why the leftists lost the House of Representatives. It's why the leftists lost the Senate, because people inherently understand the real disease that has infected the minds of our people, the real psychological operation that has taken place, whether it's China through TikTok manipulating people, or whether it's intentionally our own deep state manipulating people, or whether it's Disney manipulating people. Something is very wrong. And not only is it a problem that they've established this precedence of insurmountable levels of gender dysphoria occurring, but they've simultaneously advocated for a solution to that problem that is even more harmful. Just like they did with COVID, where they manufactured COVID in a lab, where they funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan, where Fauci lied about it. They created the virus. They created the problem. It was a deadlier virus than the average flu. Not as deadly as they made it out to be, but certainly deadly and dangerous. They created the problem, and then the solution that they advocated was even more harmful. Just as they did with 9/11, where they created the problem of a terrorist attack happening in the United States, and the solution they advocated, the Patriot Act, was even more harmful. The wars they advocated in the war on terror to solve the problem that they created was even more terrible. It's created unprecedented instability in the Middle East throughout basically every country, and everyone celebrated in 2010, 2011, the Arab Spring. Finally, these people are rising up against their regimes. Twitter was bragging about dropping guides to people on how to make improvised explosive devices, how to connect to the internet, how to use VPNs, things of that nature. They were so gung-ho and excited about advocating this conflict in the region, and now we're on the precipice of World War III because of it. We celebrate it. Every problem that happens, we create, and then every solution is even worse. Can we not see that the only real solution is to stop funding and empowering our government to do basically anything at all? The only thing they should be doing is protecting the border and enforcing contracts and protecting private property rights. Everything else is superficial, wasteful, and harmful. Frankly, anti-human. If they just did the three things they were supposed to do, three things which they refused to do, instead of everything else that they do, they just did the three things they were supposed to do, that would be enough. Everything else would flourish. We saw the greatest amount of prosperity and freedom and growth happen over the course of the last 300 years because this was the freest country. This country had the most cultural consensus. It had the belief in private property rights. It believed in things like capitalism, and it celebrated things like success instead of condemning them. Eric Holder this week, I don't know if you guys can find the tweet. He tweeted something, and it started, "When I hear the word billionaire, please find the tweet and throw it on the screen." And he was just, this is the Fast and Furious guy. This is the guy who disproportionately audited conservative individuals and conservative groups under President Obama. He derides billionaires as inherently corrupt or lucky and gives them no recognition or acknowledgement that maybe part, at least, of the reason that they were successful is because they created something incredibly valuable or because they're incredibly talented. I mean, if it's so easy to become a billionaire just by lying and cheating, like these leftists claim, then we'd have way more billionaires. I could lie and cheat all day. I'm telling you, folks, I'm not going to be a billionaire. Maybe one day I'll be a multimillionaire. I think I have the capacity to make millions of dollars. I am never going to be a billionaire. I just don't have it in me. I've learned that about myself. I'm not going to be a billionaire. I'm not going to create some new technology or some new app or some new company that's going to explode into billions upon billions upon billions of dollars because I'm not smart enough. I'm not talented enough. I'm not driven enough. I'm not passionate enough about whatever thing that is that's going to be the big thing. I'm just passionate about freedom of speech. So I'm operating here to try to keep Alex Jones on the air. But we have the Eric Holders and we have this whole political class coming out and shaming success. The antithesis, he says, "I'm tired of the word billionaire and even more tired of them and tired of the increasingly accepted notion that they have some special skills or insights simply because they know how to legitimately or illegitimately accumulate money. They ain't all that." What a dumbass. Don't get me wrong. There are some billionaires that are corrupt and sick. Bill Gates, definitely corrupt and sick. The reason he's a billionaire is not because he's corrupt and sick. It's because he was the CEO of Windows in the dawn of the personal computer. And he's used that wealth to sabotage all that is good in the world. George Soros is as rich as he is because he was incredibly talented at manipulating the stock market and currencies of other countries. Yes, he was corrupt. Yes, he is corrupt. Yes, he is evil. But you don't just get $1 billion because you're corrupt or evil. You also have to have some talent. Adolf Hitler didn't become the Führer just because he was evil and corrupt. Yes, he was evil and corrupt. But man, could he give a speech? They want to eradicate success as a virtue because they want us not to have any success, because they know that if we fail, they can exploit our failure and make us dependent on them. This is all part of their sick philosophy that sterilizes us, neutralizes us, and finally subjugates us, all while they build the infrastructure of a one-world government around them.
My fellow patriots, there are a lot of amazing Patriot Gear supplements, you name it, at thealexjonesstore.com. But we've now added a whole bunch of other really cool items. There are a bunch of amazing campaign coins for InfoWars, for 1776, for the fight for liberty on the site as low as $9.99. Some of the challenge coins are $14.97. They're great fundraisers for us. They have a lot of weight in them. They look great. They're great conversation starters, great gifts, great keepsakes, mementos, and you know that you've supported the InfoWar. So I want to thank you all for your past support and encourage you now to go to thealexjonesstore.com, our amazing sponsor that will keep us on air one way or the other. If InfoWars get shut down, that's okay, because they're a great sponsor. They're not owned by me, and the bad guys won't be able to shut down thealexjonesstore.com. So go there for the campaign coins and so much more today, and keep me in the fight. Thank you so much for your support.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it, like saw palmetto, that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the ultimate probiotic.
The Onion claimed for like a week that they owned us. In fact, as of this taping, they're still claiming that they own us on several other platforms. They don't. And even if they did, thealexjonesstore.com is immune to their attacks because it's not owned by us. It's simply partnered with us. It is by far the best place to go to ensure that you support Alex Jones, this crew, InfoWars, freedom of speech, and humanity. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about the VIP Club, which is absolutely incredible. It's $30 a month. You can cancel anytime, and you get $40 in store credit, plus amazing additional perks, more entries in our contests, more discounts, more benefits, access to the lost broadcasts of Alex Jones from 2001 to 2008. I mean, that's over 40,000 segments with transcripts of Alex Jones shows that you can't find anywhere else. You can upload them anywhere you want once you get them, but we finally compiled them into one easy location. These supplements are absolutely amazing. These products are absolutely amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Sign up today, experience the amazing benefits, and fight for liberty all at once. Thank you.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We're in World War III. I don't want anybody to think that there's this regional conflict in Europe that can be handled locally, or this regional conflict in the Middle East that can be handled by Israel. CENTCOM, Central Command out of Tampa, just conducted, I think it was 200 strikes, if I got my numbers right, in the last 48 hours inside of Syria. So anybody that thinks we're not at war, and we're not, and we're talking some of our largest, most capable Air Force platforms.
We're talking B-52s.
Big time capabilities inside of Syria, and the types of targets that they were going after. And so there was an interesting article that I read early this morning, and I think that it's right. And essentially the question was asked is, who's winning the war in Syria? The Pentagon or the CIA, because they're fighting each other. It appears they're fighting each other. It's like the CIA is backing, you know, one group, and the Pentagon's in there fighting on behalf of, you know, of who? The American people, the American government. I mean, a declared war, declared what? I mean, we're not even certain who's in charge in the White House. And this is where, to take it all back to the sort of the strategic view of what's happening. This is where, and I'm sitting at my sort of mobile command post here in Palm Beach right now. This is where I think Donald Trump is going to have to assemble his national security team, kind of a wartime cabinet right now, and make some decisions about who to call. And I know that he's, in his trip over to Europe, and some of the statements that you just, you know, said that he had made about NATO, and, you know, that he has said, I think everybody needs to be paying very close attention to the kinds of actions that Trump is going to have to take. Even before he takes over as president of the United States on the 20th of January, we are potentially walking into a trap, right? And I think that Trump understands that. I understand it. And I know others on his team understand it. And this trap is one where, we stay into this cycle of war that only benefits the military industrial complex and benefits the intelligence community security state complex. And it takes the eye off of the ball of what Trump really wants to do from day one, which is start reformation of our government, start holding people accountable, start taking care of America first items on the table, meaning the deportation campaign, the protection of children, the you know, rebuilding the wall that he started during his first term, and really like get the energy community in our country going again. Reduce crime, all of those things, none of which can happen on the 20th, all of which could happen in the first few months if we did not have these massive, massive distractions of these wars that we are involved in. I do think that one of the things that Trump needs to also make a statement about is he needs to tell this current administration to back off fomenting unrest in Eastern Europe. That has to happen. That's clear to me that's going on. And it's probably elements inside of the U.S. intelligence community that are doing that. I'm glad to see Trump talk about NATO the way he's talking about them. Basically, they got to foot the bill. They got to get in. They got to get involved. And also, I think the next big conversation that we're going to start to hear about is the U.N., because the United Nations also needs to be made to heel here a little bit because of the things that they're fomenting as well.
It is Monday, December 9th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones, and the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency and the former top national security advisor to President Trump. General Flynn has graciously given us 20 minutes to break down the major global destabilization operations happening in Romania, Georgia, Syria. Who's involved? Where this is going? Trump saying in a big interview Saturday that he indeed is looking to get out of NATO, that he indeed is looking to cut the funding to Ukraine. We know he's put pressure on Zelensky, and it was in the news that when he met with Zelensky said, no, the war will continue, even though the U.S. funds 80%+ of it. Obviously, Speaker Johnson last Wednesday cut $24 billion. But Biden had another billion squirreled away that he gave. So you've got the president-elect with a mandate for peace, with the establishment deep state still hanging on, trying to escalate global conflict to hand Trump a giant disaster. That's confirmed. As General Flynn warned the day after the election when he was on with us, he said, this is my main concern, is they're going to start bombing Russia with attackums and storm shadows. They did it a week later. And that got met by major global anger domestically as well. So now they've moved to these other destabilization operations. And I would predict they're going to have more coups, more overthrows. They are disregarding the election in Romania of an anti-war patriot. And General Flynn has the scoop on all of this. We'll also play some clips while he's on of Trump on plans to get out of NATO if they don't start paying their fair share and stop starting wars and to cut the funding to Ukraine. So big announcements by Trump. He's also confirmed what Flynn said 3 weeks ago, that he was hearing was going to happen, that indeed they are going to try to find the kidnapped kids. They are going to go after the deep state. They are going to prosecute him for the things they've done, including Republicans. So Trump is boldly letting them know that he's coming for them. And this is historic. This is extremely dangerous, though, because the bad guys are going to pull out all the stops. GeneralFlynn.com is the site everybody should bookmark and follow. Also follow the general on X. General Flynn, thank you for the time, sir, to give us a briefing on these fast-moving developments.
Yeah, it's very, very, it's incredible, actually, monumental movements. And we, and Alex, we've been talking about them actually for the last couple of weeks, certainly post-election, but, you know, really the last couple of years now. So I want everybody listening to understand that what is happening globally is intentionally designed to stop Trump's agenda, which is the America First agenda. There's no doubt about it. You just highlighted this going after these 300,000 plus children that are missing. I just got off the phone with my great friend Tom Holman just a few minutes ago. And the domestic agenda that Donald Trump has and that he won his mandate on has all kinds of, you know, things to do with the turning on of our nuclear of our energy resources, you know, reducing crime, closing the border, deporting all of these illegals here, and really focusing on making and strengthening America first. So this is why we are seeing globally these events unravel and unfold in some cases, whether it's a coup in Romania. We actually had one in the Republic of Korea. I'm going to be with some of my Korean friends here this evening to talk a little bit about that. We have this incredible rapid movement of the Islamists in Syria to topple Assad, longstanding, leader of Syria. And I want people to be reminded that Syria was really a concoction post-World War I, principally done by the United Kingdom at the time, or Great Britain at the time. So all of these things that are happening, the 100,000-foot level is really, number one, is there is a clear intent to stop the Trump agenda from even beginning and from getting on the ground and moving out in the speed that Trump wants to move out. And I do believe that Trump's team that he is assembling, I'm in touch with many of them. They understand what is happening. They clearly get it. The challenge is going to be how fast are they able to get things moving once Trump gets into office. And I still say, as I said before, Alex, on your show, that I still want everybody to pray for Donald Trump's safety. I will never take it off the table, the evil that he is facing personally, his family has been facing, and our nation has been facing, it that they would love to see the demise of President Donald J. Trump. And I say that very precisely. So that's number one, is his safety. Number two is this new Middle East that is taking shape. I would say that we need to really start paying attention to what's happening inside of Iran. I have heard from some friends over in Europe about some potential leadership changes that might occur there, but these people have to get on the ground first, whether they operate from the Central Asian Republics or they operate from Turkey. Who knows? You know, these are the kinds of things that are going to start to take effect and the consequences of the things that we're facing. Now, I will tell you that everything that is happening in Syria is directly connected to the things happening across Eastern Europe and certainly Russia. And the one thing that I will remind people of is because there's not a lot of conversations about China on the backside of all this, Alex, and to your great audience is the CCP. China is the big influencer here. China is the big threat here. China is the nation state that is fomenting much of this. And obviously they're able to do it from a position of, you know, of staying out of it, you know, from a media perspective, right? Nobody's talking about China.
They're using proxies. And that was going to be my first question is obviously if the whole world's erupting into what we can call the beginning of World War III, we hope we can dial it back. I was about to say, what's going to happen in Asia, General?
Okay. So China, one of the things that China is doing, and I need everybody to understand this, while we are so distracted with what's going on in the Middle East and what's going on in Eastern Europe, China has been infiltrating into our system for decades, but China is taking a huge leap into places like the Caribbean, Cuba, and many of the Caribbean islands. The embassies that they're building in some of these countries, they have formed an alliance in South America and Central America with certain countries.
Giant ports that control most our ports.
Yeah. Oh, like 80 to 90% of the ports, the largest ports in our hemisphere, the Chinese either own or they control, and they have an alliance with different countries down there. Of course, Brazil, Bolivia, and others. And one of the areas that I'm always concerned about, and I always highlight to your audience, is the Panama Canal, because 70% of our trade, as well as our military capabilities, have to use probably the most strategic waterway for the United States of America in the world, bar none. So I don't want us to be overly distracted by what's going on, and that's exactly what the Biden, Harris, Obama, cabal is attempting to do, is to drive us toward a war that has consequences that we cannot imagine just yet, and never mind the exchange of nuclear capable weapon systems between Ukraine and Russia. Never mind the fall of Assad. I want people to understand that we have elements of Iran involved in still of all this. China. And another country that hasn't gotten a lot of play is North Korea. North Korea. And there are things that are happening that were happening in Syria that the North Koreans were involved in. So there's so much at stake right now. And when we talk about, we're in World War III. I don't want anybody to think that there's this regional conflict in Europe that can be handled locally, or this regional conflict in the Middle East that can be handled by Israel. CENTCOM, Central Command out of Tampa, just conducted, I think it was 200 strikes, if I got my numbers right, in the last 48 hours inside of Syria. So anybody that thinks we're not at war, and we're talking some of our largest, most capable Air Force platforms.
We're talking B-52s.
Big time capabilities inside of Syria and the types of targets that they were going after. And so there was an interesting article that I read early this morning, and I think that it's right. And essentially the question was asked is, who's winning the war in Syria, the Pentagon or the CIA? Because they're fighting each other. It appears they're fighting each other. It's like the CIA is backing, you know, one group, and the Pentagon's in there fighting on behalf of, you know, of who? The American people, the American government. I mean, a declared war, declared what? I mean, we're not even certain who's in charge in the White House. And this is where, to take it all back to the sort of the strategic view of what's happening, this is where, and I'm sitting at my sort of mobile command post here in Palm Beach right now. This is where I think Donald Trump is going to have to assemble his national security team, kind of a wartime cabinet right now, and make some decisions about who to call. And I know that he's, in his trip over to Europe, and some of the statements that you just, you know, said that he had made about NATO, and, you know, that he has said, I think everybody needs to be paying very close attention to the kinds of actions that Trump is going to have to take, even before he takes over as president of the United States on the 20th of January. We are potentially walking into a trap, right? And I think that Trump understands that. I understand it. I know others on his team understand it. And this trap is one where we stay into this cycle of war that only benefits the military-industrial complex and benefits the intelligence community security state complex. And it takes the eye off of the ball of what Trump really wants to do from day one, which is start reformation of our government, start holding people accountable, start taking care of America first items on the table, meaning the deportation campaign, the protection of children, the rebuilding the wall that he started during his first term, and really like get the energy community in our country going again, reduce crime, all of those things, none of which can happen on the 20th, all of which could happen in the first few months if we did not have these massive distractions of these wars that we are involved in, these major regional conflicts, which everything that happens in the Middle East is directly tied to these coup operations that are going on in Eastern Europe, Romania, you mentioned, and what's happening in Ukraine and Russia. And I want people to understand that do not take our eyes off of the Chinese ball, so to speak. The CCP is the big gorilla in the
room. And that was my next question. You're limited time, sir. I know wargaming this. You don't know. The globalists are obviously trying to stir up any crisis they can anywhere. So they're not even sure what they can get going, but they're obviously trying everywhere. What would you expect to see in the Middle East next, Europe next, and then Asia next? I mean, what type of scenarios? You're not predicting it, but what are some of the hot spots? Because I don't remember what time you were on, but it was in the last few months you said, I'm looking at Romania. It's a NATO member. They could be used as the trigger. Now we've seen a coup there over the new election, just unprecedented. I mean, what else are you looking at?
Yeah, a couple of things. Number one, the internal turmoil in Syria still has to play out. And there's going to be some leadership challenges there, or challenges to whoever is going to become the leader of this new Syria, whether or not Syria stays together. That's number one. Number two, Turkey. I think everybody needs to pay very close attention. Turkey is a NATO ally. Turkey has a lot of authority and power. Probably the second largest military in NATO next to us. A very strong country. So I think Turkey is going to have to play a major role.
NATO's taking advantage of us because two things. Number one, they take advantage of us on trade, meaning the European nations. Okay, like terrible. They don't take our cars. They don't take our food products. They don't take anything. They take, it's a disgrace. And on top of that, we defend them. So it's a double whammy. So let me just tell you, I was able to get hundreds of billions of dollars put into NATO just by a tough attitude. I said to the countries, I'm not going to protect you unless you pay. And they started paying. And that amounted to more than $600 billion. That's a big thing. Otherwise, they wouldn't even be fighting. They wouldn't have any money to fight. If they're paying their bills, and if I think they're doing if they're treating us fairly, the answer is absolutely, I'd stay with NATO.
Should Ukraine prepare for less aid from the United States after you're sworn into office?
Yeah, probably. Sure.
All right, we have General Flynn back. He has very limited time, a very, very busy man. Finish up with your point about the Middle East, then base a little bit on Europe, and then a little bit on China. And then in closing, if you can tell us, I mean, Tom Homan has said, no, we're going after to find the children. We're going to prosecute the NGOs and the administration officials. Trump has now backed that. I mean, this is seismic. Trump's telling the globalist on guard. So if you can just hit quickly those four quick points, sir.
Yeah. So number one, what I was saying was that I think Iran, we're going to see some unrest in Iran here. And that's clear. I do think that one of the things that Trump needs to also make a statement about is he needs to tell this current administration to back off fomenting unrest in Eastern Europe. That has to happen. That's clear to me that's going on. And it's probably elements inside of the U.S. intelligence community that are doing that. I'm glad to see Trump talk about NATO the way he's talking about them. Basically, they got to foot the bill. They got to get involved. And also, I think the next big conversation that we're going to start to hear about is the UN, because the United Nations also needs to be made to heel here a little bit because of the things that they're fomenting as well. Back to the domestic agenda, and what I know Tom Homan is really focused on, and so is the president, is this America First agenda and this, you know, this largest deportation campaign. You know, one of the big cartels, and I want people to understand this big cartel here in this country is the Cartel del Sol, which is out of Venezuela. They're probably the lead cartel, never mind the Mexican cartels, who work directly for the Chinese government. So we have to take on this priority. We've got to juggle this crystal ball, and we cannot let this one drop. And that is in addition to all of these things that are going on overseas. And if there's one guy that I know, just listening to him over the last couple of weeks, that has a good grasp on all this, it's Trump. Now, he cannot do this alone. His national security team, every single American, all of us have to weigh in together. And I do believe if we do this and we show strength as an American citizenry, then Donald Trump can do whatever actions to take, whatever actions he needs to take in order to transform the kinds of things that we are going to need to go through here in order to make America great again. And I will tell you that I do believe that Russia and the likes of Putin has been very calm, because with some of the direct threats that he has been presented with, I do believe, and we cannot keep pressing him, because at some point in time, as a sovereign nation state leader with the largest component of nuclear weapons in the world, on the planet, he has got to protect his own citizens and the safety and security of his own country. So you pull the tiger's tail too much, you're eventually going to feel the bite. And that's what I don't want to have happen. I don't want to see happen. And I'm hopeful that Trump and Putin have had some exchange of information. I'm paying attention to what Lavrov, his minister of interior, or is essentially his State Department lead, at Lavrov, has said recently. So all of these things matter, Alex, and these are the kinds of consequences that happen when we have a pathetic leadership in the, I call it the O'Biden administration, because that, at the end of the day, kind of who's in charge? It's not Biden. I think Obama, we've seen him pop out in the last couple of days, you know, with more comments about what lines need to be crossed. I mean, this is outrageous, outrageous. This is not a peaceful transition from one administration to the next. This is a administration that's currently in play, who has basically gotten everything wrong. And maybe at the end of the day, maybe this is exactly what they want to achieve, is, you know, since their loss of the election, maybe what they want to do is they want to destroy any opportunity that Trump has to be able to have an effective transition and to be able to have an early effective administration with the agenda of an America First agenda, which is not what the military industrial complex wants. It's not what the war complex wants. It's not what the security state wants, led by principally the CIA. So, I pray, and I want other people around the country to pray for Trump's safety, but also stay engaged, everybody, and stay paying attention to what is happening, because it's all connected. It is absolutely all connected. And the big 100,000 foot level is that the outgoing administration wants to turn over to this administration a war so they cannot execute the America First agenda that Trump won in such a huge mandate during this last presidential election. So thanks for allowing me to have a little bit of time with your great audience, Alex, and let's just keep paying attention to what's happening.
GeneralFlynn.com. People can see your amazing film. It's so important there and more. General, thank you for the time, sir.
God bless.
The entire world is racing into the fourth turning and the greatest quickening our species has seen in 10,000 years of recorded history. You know you're in a war, right? And it's a declared war. The globalists have declared war on Team Humanity. They've declared war on the God that made us. It is not incredible. It is not heroic. It is not amazing to fight this. It is survival. This is the priority. This is the real world. This is game time. This is the crossroads of human destiny right now. Right now. And I see a bunch of other people not realizing how desperate the situation is. We need maximum urgency. We're up against the most evil people the world's ever seen. Don't you understand that? I don't want anybody to go out and be physically violent. I want you to kill with truth. Kill with your will. Kill, kill, kill their lies.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexshowstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexshowstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to kepm.com/gold. kepm.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up. We're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.